participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, somebody grab Colette, please.
Did she do something special?
Or she gets out of here. No, you know, all the office employees get to leave at 3 o'clock East Coast time, and...
He's on her way out now.
I had heard that Colette was sampling some Jesus juice up front earlier today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the day before Thanksgiving, and...
having a little wine, little grape, small glass.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Here she comes.
Okay, I'll turn it, Will.
Hey, Colette.
Hi.
So, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Aren't you glad to get the frig out of here?
Yes, I am.
Colette and I have very intense exchanges, verbal exchanges about how each of us feels on Monday and on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Monday being the bad,
yes,
Friday being the good.
And right. It's the countdown on Friday.
Mm-hmm. So yours is better than a Friday. This is...
Yes.
This is a Wednesday with
yes.
3 days,
yes.
4 days ahead of you.
Yes.
Earlier than say about.
See, we're sampling some Jesus juice up at the front desk?
Yes.
And
good
how was
for
it?
You.
It was delicious.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank
well,
have a great weekend, Colette.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Bye.
Enjoy your turkey.
I'll see you.
Bye.
Yes. Get the frig out of here.
There she goes.
Don't look back.
Bouncing down the hallway.
That's kind of how we normally say goodbye to each other at the end of the week. It's like, get the frig out of here. No, you get the frig out of here. I'll see you Monday back at this asshole. I'll see you Monday back at this crap.
I've never witnessed this. I had no idea it was that intense.
She has a wonderful first impression.
Yes.
Well, she is the director of first impressions, Robin.
Welcome to my house.
So anyway, there she is, Colette Harris, having some wine today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Right. Baby.
This is Sacramento wine?
Hello?
You didn't answer my question.
Was it Sacramento wine?
You're going to have to pay attention to me today. Was it Sacramento wine?
Will you stop it?
Was it Sacramento wine like Manischewitz?
I don't know, Fonzie.
The holidays.
He's talking about your hair.
Thank you. So that's the... Don't answer my questions. I'm just trying to have a little exchange here.
Okay. Seriously, was it Sacramento wine?
No, Sacramento.
Even
on the second go-round.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? My God.
Was it Sacramento wine?
Yeah, now we stop everything.
I think it was Bartles and Jane.
It was Bartles. It was a wine cooler.
I think so. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay.
A double wine.
All right. No problem.
Well, Rob?
It was Mad Dog.
Mad
Dog. 2020.
See?
Okay.
That's all I wanted.
Okay. Sorry.
That's what I wanted.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Excuse me. Let me just say this to Mike. Hey.
I wore my hair like this for months and months and months.
No, but you have months and months and months.
Yes.
You have a leather jacket on today.
Yeah.
And it's a little Fonzie.
And I have khakis on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I have a sneakers. Democratic Convention t-shirt
Well, I never
on.
Saw Fonzie wear that. But,
right.
But
you never saw Fonzie get that political until he got out of the business.
But you do have the stuff in your hair today.
Yeah, I've got I'm gelled today a little bit.
You're gelling.
I'm very happy to have my hair long again. I like it long.
Sure.
I do.
Okay,
like
well,
it.
I'm very sorry about that whole Sacramento wine thing.
Sacramento.
I understand.
And then you said Thunderbird and Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
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 Someone did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
What?
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
What are you doing?
I'm doing the show.
So am I.
Okay.
It's the holidays.
Yes, the day before the big holiday break.
I know it is, and perhaps in a minute you'll find out why. Maybe I'm wound a little tighter.
Okay.
See,
I hadn't noticed.
Hadn't you?
No.
There's many factors at play here.
Sure.
Fear factors?
Feeling better.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I almost wish, especially with the news that I heard today from my wife, I almost wish... That we could work the rest of the week. That's how great I feel.
And
go ahead with your gum.
You didn't even know I had it.
Can I tell you something?
Gum? You did not know I had it.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that you had it. I saw it in the office, though. I saw the gum in the office.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Fonzie.
You still can't tell that I had
Sneaky
it.
Fonzie with the gum.
I got big chipmunk cheeks, and I can hide it anywhere.
Now you know what, Mike? That's being a pro.
Yeah.
That was all I was saying was sometimes hearing someone chew on the radio, you know, you're not known for those type of things like me. I blow my nose on the radio. Go, you don't.
Right. Yes, I know. I don't make sounds.
You turn off the microphone when you cough.
But you turn the world on with your smile.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. How about some groaners, Mike?
Yes, I'd love to hear some.
Would you love some?
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
I'll play your game. I'll play your silly game.
It's a holiday.
But, Rob?
Come on, it's a holiday.
What?
Oh, it's nice. A holiday.
Breaking okay. The boy's heart. You come up with a character for this bit.
I create the bit.
I'll do it. Hello, and I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker. To Granny.
Who?
Granny.
What cowgirl is known for soothing New Age music?
Which cowgirl?
Yanni Oakley. Almost got you with that. Hello, I'm still Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Who's the fattest girl on Sex and the City? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow. You're giving it away.
I know.
Hello. I'm still Scott Shannon. Last one.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Completely lame groaners. Where do the stars of Wise Guy find great bargains?
Where?
Ken Walmart.
Oh. Hey, now.
That's cool.
Now you got to get on the clock here.
Wow.
Both of you have to make a decision. And I think it's Mike's turn to guess first.
Everybody.
Were those completely lame groaners from the prep service? Or did Rob A. Spiewak write those? Mike.
Just on his reaction, I'm basing it. I think it's Rob.
Buzzy.
The laser targeting says it's Rob.
Yeah.
Ken Walmart.
Yeah, you know. You shouldn't laugh so much at your own stuff. You gave it away.
I know, but the Porker one was great.
The Porker
was
one.
Wise Guy off the air.
Like 15 years ago.
And that's why I thought you wouldn't think so, because it would seem like something that the dumb prep service would do.
No, that's something that the Rob dumb Rob would do.
Rob would do.
Hello.
All right, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Tony.
Okay.
Hi there, Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Everybody.
I'm trying the door, Rob.
Jiggle the handle.
It just ain't happening.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
There it is. Of course, it's just the sound effects, so please disregard it.
Hi, folks. Dumb Rob here. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gobble, 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 and all the ships to see. Grandmothers stay on the treadmill longer than them. Don Geronimo, and there he is, Mike.
Right. All right. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Okay. It's our show. It's a new episode on this Wednesday, 11/24/04.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi, everybody. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode. It's, 24 November, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. In D.C., 202-432-1067. We're here. We're queer. We're in charge now, gentlemen.
Yes,
and
we're here.
We're doing the show on the day before Thanksgiving, which is
traditionally
the heaviest
day of the year.
And Friday is traditionally
the heaviest shopping year.
Okay.
I like this way of doing it now. I think that I believe it has been freshened now. And if we maintain that low level of enthusiasm, I think we can say it maybe once or twice during the show.
Yeah, we'll save it. We'll save it. So here's...
It is heavy, though, out there. I mean, really, we all experienced it today.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Listen, you know, we've got so much. We've only got like 25 minutes here in the opening. We could all take a second to talk about all the morons out on the road
today.
They're
out there. Amazing.
let me rather take this time to find out how things are going. Ah, there's the music. With the pressure of Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yes, please.
My child bride, who incidentally was the carrier for all of the illnesses here.
She, it all started with her?
Thanks, yeah, Rita.
And she's got it again. She seems to have the type of strain that I had early last week, where it affects.
Oh man, that's not good.
Mainly the voice.
Oh no!
Now I'm operating on that thought that since I've had it, I'm immune to it.
Now you sound pretty good today.
Yeah, I feel great. Feel great. Oh, there he is. There she is. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
So anyway, before we talk about the pre-Christmas miracle, how manic are you one day before the big day tomorrow?
I'm not stressed. I'm really relaxed.
Do you feel better than you sound?
Oh, I feel great. My voice is just, I don't know, it just gave up the ghost yesterday. Just too much talking. It just quit.
Been there.
All right.
My voice is, you know, 150 years old.
So I think we've
got a lot of miles on it.
We've got all the details worked out tomorrow with the food, with the people. We'll come to an agreement on the time of the opening of the absinthe. The boy is here. I think the boy might be coming by the show today.
Very good.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good.
What?
I said good.
Yeah. And here's my Christmas miracle that my wife hit me to a little earlier today.
Already.
Now, what wouldn't any man want? Let me just start right there. What wouldn't any man want? Let me be more specific. What wouldn't any married man want? What wouldn't a man who's been married for 23 years really want more than anything? I ask you guys, it's a Christmas miracle. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
It's nothing like that.
Like what?
Well, I thought you might...
What, are you thinking like divorce?
Oh, no.
No, it's... No.
Well...
Mike. No, I love her. I'm keeping her.
My right. Mother-in-law's coming for a week. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting closer.
What wouldn't any man want?
Yes, what wouldn't any man want? What man... Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. What man wouldn't, after 23 years, be ecstatic to learn that his mother-in-law is coming to live with him?
Oh, ooh. Congratulations.
Well, now, this is not a long term. Well, it really depends how you define long term.
This you know, I haven't even told you other details, my darling, so this might end up being a good thing for you.
How so?
Beyond the
obvious benefits, I'm already looking forward to having your mom live with us.
Say that Gima comes for a month, and we're talking only a month, maybe in the dead of winter, you know, for February. Then there's a good chance that she and I will, head south for a little bit, and you'll lose both of us. It'll be back to your ideal world.
Yes, but still, you both have to come back. And listen, I just want you to know something.
Yes, we have to come back.
I have been ready for this realization. We've had that unspoken agreement. I love your mom. We've had the unspoken agreement. I think
south like Florida or south like Antarctica?
I think Florida would be plenty south.
Oh, very good.
I might look up Casa Omera in the south.
I have known that this has been a possibility for the longest time.
You guys ought to stay at my house, don't you?
And I'm thinking a month could easily lead to 2 months, could easily lead to, you know, gosh knows how long. But I just want to say, it's my Christmas miracle.
There you go.
I couldn't be happier.
And it came early. And I generously and sincerely would tell you and your mother, anytime if I am not there, you are welcome to that house.
And if you are there, then that's a real party.
that's okay.
What guy doesn't want to hear that great bit of news on the day before Thanksgiving?
Enjoy.
You know, we're getting everything ready. We're getting everything together. And, oh, yeah, Mom's coming to live with us. Well... Okay, color me blessed.
You'll come to cherish this time.
Color me happy.
You're the luckiest man in the world.
It's didn't I say
double,
what married?
Love for you, my baby.
What, baby?
It's just double the love for you.
That's right, double the love.
You know, you got
as
two
I
women
said,
that love you now.
As I said before I started this, what man wouldn't want this? The best possible gift. I've had her as a visitor many times over the years, and God knows I've crashed at her place as well, but to actually be able to live together.
And in the morning conversations.
And what did you promise my dad as he was on his deathbed?
just this, that we take care of your mom.
There you go, that you take care of.
That's why I'm so ecstatic.
And you'd enjoy it. I think that was the underlying of the promise.
Well, maybe something was said along those. I'm just having that sticker shock. That's all that it really is right now, is just sticker shock.
It's soaking in.
But I love your mom, and your mom is cool, and yes, bring her on.
And choose between this. Who would you rather have live with us, Mom or Bart?
Your mom or Bart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have to get back to you on that.
I would choose my mother in a minute.
Over Bart?
But, yeah,
hold on, baby. Are you involved in this? Are you living in this house as well?
Yeah. I mean, right, that's you and Mom.
Well, then, because I was going to say, if it was just me, I would rather live with Bart.
Oh, now you're talking about the whole social dynamic.
Yes, I guess I would have to, in that circumstance, choose Bart.
But the ideal circumstance would be everybody back in the room.
I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. Everybody's welcome, and everybody's going to be home this weekend, and it's going to be great. And she's moving in, so there you go.
Like right away?
It's a gradual.
No,
we're looking at January, Mike.
No, I think February, to be truthful. I think February, but the end date is what's open-ended. You know, the beginning date,
there
I think,
you
is
go.
At first.
Okay.
The end date is a little hazier.
Okay, there you go. That's why I'm so happy, because there's no end date to this. But it's open-ended.
Hey, Shuggy, look on the bright side. It might only be a month, and February is your shortest month.
You know, as she gets, she's becoming more calm about this,
yeah.
Her voice is coming back.
Yes, I believe so.
I think I sound like Kathleen Turner once.
And you'd have to jut your jaw out a little bit.
Anyway, listen.
Oh, I sound like Cassidine Turner.
Yes, yeah, there it is. You do. There you go. All right. Well, love you. Love your mom. Love everybody. Looking forward to our big Thanksgiving thing that we're doing tomorrow. And what can I say? Here I am.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
There you go. All right.
Very nice.
All right. I love you,
Thank
baby.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I love you too.
All right. I'll see you. Bye, honey. So. What man wouldn't be walking on?
And once again, congratulations.
A Christmas miracle and a happy new year.
Maybe you noticed me just dancing around a little bit earlier, Mike.
I've never seen you happier. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, you have many moods, and I'm actually aware of the mood you were in the office.
Which was
not a depressed mood.
That is bliss.
It is a joy. life is kind of goofy.
Yes, it is. Mm. You know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Who knows that it's ever going to be called in?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Yeah.
You say it and you mean it, and God knows I mean it from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the marker's called in...
Yeah. I think when you get up to the pearly gates, these are the kind of chips that are going to come in handy.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so that's my big news. And anyway...
This is what families used to do a million years ago. This is the way families used to work.
Like the Walton.
You take in the elderly at the end of it.
Right.
You know, you don't throw them off into a home or something like that.
No.
I say that with my mother comfortably in New England, closer to my sister.
In a home. listen, also I'd like to invite in, now as much goodness as there may be in that thing with my mother-in-law, because I do really love her.
I know.
And, to be honest, when her dad, Frida's dad, passed away a couple of years ago, one of the discussions we really did have on his deathbed was, take care of Mom, and I love her. I'm happy to. Now, having said that, I do have some worries about this. There's a guy named Jay Dubs.
Yes.
He works here at the station. He has his own late-night show.
Mm-hmm.
He's on with Ron and Fez. He's on with Hefe. He's a goofy guy. He's been hanging around for a while.
Right.
And here he is. Hi, Jay Dubs.
Whenever he comes in here, it's like he's going to a funeral.
He
knows he's going to get it.
Well, now, listen, I just want to say, this is initiated by J-Dub, what I'm going to offer up now.
He's also my general manager for my fantasy
football team.
Congratulations. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
So it is J-Dub's idea. Now, J-Dub's is a Detroit Lions fan.
Big time.
You know, he's got the tattoo on his arm that says Lions Super Bowl Champions 2004. Can we see that?
Yes, and I also got the other tattoo of the Lions and Redskins score.
Because he bet on that as well. So there's the Lions, Super Bowl champions, 2005, and then there's the score.
That's a real tattoo. You got it right on that bicep, near the underarm.
Now, I talk with J-Dubs about football all the time. I'm a Packers fan. He's a Lions fan. We've had good conversations about this.
Right.
We're down in the parking lot today, and he says, what do you think this weekend? Because I know the Lions are playing the Colts.
Right.
I said, you're out of your mind. The Colts are going to kill the Lions. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll do any bet, do any stunt that you think of. Now, at first I said, Dubs, you know, we're not into that now. We don't, like, have people eat dog food to vomit anymore.
Right.
But then he said, no, really, I want to do anything you come up with. Now, I'm going to offer this up. And as nice as I was, you know, maybe you thought I was a moment ago talking about my mother-in-law, because really I do love her, and it's just radio crap. I'm happy to have her come live with
fun.
Us. Yeah,
right.
I really am. However, this is pretty cruel. The bet that I'll offer you is this.
Okay.
Being as I have nothing going on, the Colts, I don't care about them, I'll offer $500. Mm. However, if, in fact, Detroit loses to Indianapolis, I would say that you'd have to get the word Indianapolis tattooed on your forehead backwards, so whenever you looked into a mirror, you saw the word Indianapolis.
I don't know if I can get a forehead tattoo.
Okay, well, now, you know, it was your idea, you said.
Now, are you willing to modify the bet at all, or is that a
final offer?
I mean, I don't want to let the boy escape with that. You know, perhaps you lower the dollar value and come up with, you know, something that's not as
But the
severe.
Forehead, or I'd be glad to raise the dollar value for the forehead.
How about lower the dollar value and put it on all the way across my back shoulder?
Like in huge letters, like a prison gang tattoo?
Like a jersey would
okay, listen, then I'm not lowering the money, because that...
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You know, because I love bets, and I'm pretty good at bets, too.
Yeah, you are.
You know, could it be, as opposed to Indianapolis, could it be Indiana loves me?
Well, I do like Indianapolis, though. Well,
Indianapolis is big.
Just because it's big, and who the hell ever has anything on their body that says Indianapolis?
No one. Would the letters be shoulder to shoulder?
Shoulder to shoulder, yeah.
Like on the back of a jersey.
Yeah. Don, I would say the letters would be equivalent to the numbers that he's got on his shirt.
Correct.
That size.
And you'd have that done on the show.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you know, again, for the record, I didn't approach this lad. He's a nice dude. I talk with him all the time. He loves radio. He comes to me. I want to do anything. Mm-hmm. So.
And you, what's wrong with you?
I'm thinking there's going to be a huge upset. The Lions play a lot better on Thanksgiving than normally.
So $500 for you.
Yeah.
So $500 goes to you if the upset occurs. Otherwise, you get an Indianapolis tattooed across your back.
Yeah. And we'll set that up to do that if you talk to BA either on Monday or Tuesday, you know, on the occasion that you lose. You know, if the odds, you know, go your way.
That's right.
That's the early game tomorrow, right?
What is the line on that game?
I think about a million. It's got to be at least 14, right?
I think it's 10.5, 12, or something like that.
10.5 or 12.
You're a brave man.
Peyton
you don't get
Manning.
Many games in the NFL that have that kind of spread.
It's Peyton Manning, for God's sake.
Oh, dear.
Peyton Manning against Joey Herring.
You have some kind of gut hunch, or are you just once again sacrificing yourself?
You know, I almost made a bet last year when the Lions played the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving, and I killed myself that I didn't. And now I'm not going to pass it up this time.
No. All right, well, you're on. Dubs, my man, you're on. Have a great weekend. Either way, we'll see you Monday or Tuesday on the show.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks, Dubs.
And then off to the beach with you, my boy.
He ain't hooked up right.
No.
On his back. I mean,
no,
like...
He's missing a few circuit breakers.
Like a guy's name on his jersey. Indianapolis. That's 12 letters.
As he walks out of here with his J-Dubs hat. Somebody doesn't know him.
It's customized hat.
Yeah, he's got a J-Dubs on it.
Nicely embroidered.
He's a funny boy.
And a natural broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. How about that? All right, well, that bet has been made. And again, just so you know, I'm not down there in the parking lot trying to get these morons that work here to do this stuff. He comes up to me
His
and
idea.
Says, I want to do anything. You come up with anything, I'll do it.
Well, you know, I look forward to... the game. Now we're all going to have a real game to pay attention
to. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, and think about it tomorrow, like in the third quarter when it's something like 52-10. Think about Dubs.
Dubs.
Think about Dubs.
Tattooing Indianapolis in huge letters across his back.
Sitting in his little one room at the YMCA with his hot plate watching his black and white TV.
Think how salty his meal will be from all the tears.
As he cries into his frozen dinner.
So that's J Dubs.
That is.
That's what's happening there. So we'll follow up on that on Monday. Hold on a second. Ed, Don and Mike show. Hello, Ed.
Fellas, how you doing today?
We're doing great.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to say you got to clarify to make sure that it's a straight across bet. He's not going to come in if Detroit loses by 7 and say, well, they did beat the point spread.
No, that's not
how we bet. No.
Jay Dubs has, I mean, he's got scores of games tattooed under his arm.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about points.
No.
Obviously.
Okay, or tattoos.
One more question. I got a question for Buzz. When it comes to the absent, is it better to go straight to the Green Ferry or to try the other one, the 1792 first and then go to the Green Ferry?
Now, don't we get this question a lot, Buzz?
I've tried several. I like the 1792 the best.
Something I forgot at the grocery store.
Tastes best and it's powerful.
Sugar cubes.
I got to stop tomorrow and get them too. Yeah. Because we're everybody.
Oh, Rob says, hold on, Rob. Just put his finger up. As to indicate we might have sugar cubes.
Hello, Bill. Don and Mike show. Hello, Bill.
Bill fan! You don't have to put up with Don and Mike. Just drink Green Fairy. Okay. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
Nicely done.
Thank you, my friend.
Plenty of sugar cubes for you gentlemen to split.
Yes, we will split it right down. We'll get a bag or something like that.
Hey, Pat, Don and Mike show. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. I have one. I wanted to be the first of the gaggle of gals who wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Nice gaggle.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
And thank you for your show. I get it. We get it.
Very good.
Okay, somebody does.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you later.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Hello. Oh, Pat, I get it.
I still go back.
Hi, Pat.
What's she doing on this day?
See, now that I got that thing about my mother-in-law out of the way.
Yes.
Now if you threw that thing to me about the Sacramento wine.
Right.
I'd be right there with you.
Oh, so you I had no idea that was on your mind.
And I didn't tell you.
I wouldn't give you a hard time if I'd known that was on your mind. Jesus.
Because I don't want to tell you stuff like that in the office.
No, of course not. And I didn't know. Now I know you were giddy because of the good news.
Of course.
I tell you all the time, don't leave it in the locker room.
Sure.
Sometimes Mike says to me something he wants to say on the air. I say, tell me when we get in there.
Right.
So I didn't want to tell you the great.
You had a bit of urgency in the locker room. You were ready to get in. He was storming down that hallway, ready to play today.
No? Yes. Hello, AJ, Don, and Mike. AJ.
Hey, Don.
Hi, AJ.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Mother-in-law's coming to live with you?
Yes, ma'am.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Oh. Shut up, AJ. Get out of here.
He's funny.
An update here on, let me see, another bet that we have going.
Okay.
Hold on, it's not really, Rob, step up, please. There are two things. One is, don't we have a post-it about a bet with Mike about a turkey before Thanksgiving?
It wasn't a bet. It was if Mike remembered, he could rotisserie a bird on today's show.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
But I move that we could move it to the last show before Christmas.
And betting that I'd still forget it?
Well, no, it wasn't a bet. It was just you asked if you could rotisserie a bird, and he said, yes, if you remember, you could do it on the show before.
I would bet that you'd forget it if we could have a rule that no one could remind you.
Prior to the last show before?
Oh, no, it passed today. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand.
That you know today.
That we never speak of this again until that
so
day.
So we never speak of it until the last show before vacation.
Which is like, what, the 17th,
yeah,
the day before,
Friday the
week 17th. Before, the week before Christmas Eve.
See, part of me goes, no big whoop, because it might be one of those things that I do remember and then pretend I don't.
All right,
so I don't
forget
have to bring
then.
All the crap in.
Forget it then. Whatever. Let's do talk about another bet.
So I've been lugging that post-it for like 8 months. No reason.
Now, how many weeks has the bet about your hair been going on?
You know what? Let me go check, because I actually made a note, but it's in the office. I'll be right back.
I think it's been at least 7 or 8 weeks. The deal is Mike is
I would think his hair would have grown longer.
Mike?
Doesn't it seem like
hold on. Let me bring...
Are you with me on that?
Yeah, let me bring someone else in on this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Seems like it had
Hello?
A...
Hi, BA.
Hey.
This is why I bring it up. Because 7 or 8 weeks ago, maybe it was more like 6, whatever the case, Mike made a deal with Rob. He'd pay him $50 a week not to cut his hair. Beth Ann says to me today in confidence before the show, and be careful what you say to me in confidence before the show, she says, you know, it just doesn't look to me like Rob's hair is growing.
No, he's trimming it.
Didn't you say that, B.A.?
Yeah, it's like it stopped.
Yeah, I mean, he's trimming it.
I mean, I know he got rid of his facial hair, and I thought, well, I'll cut him some clothes.
I mean, he doesn't have the buzz cut, but I mean, my hair was super short, and my hair's really grown a lot.
October 11th is when you handed down the challenge. I think my last haircut was 3 weeks prior to that.
The only part of his hair that would indicate to me that
October 11th, that's roughly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 7 weeks.
The only part of his hair where it really does seem like there's a difference is the front does seem to be growing long. But
you
I think
know
in order
how
to
short it is when you start. You've never had it as short as I wear it.
No, I don't. That is true. And in order, I think, for everybody to have peace of mind so I don't give him a hard time, I think what we have to do is like maybe pick 4 spots on his head.
Start measuring.
To start measuring so that we know.
I already
that
have spots.
Well, not the big. We won't measure that bald spot.
Okay. Oh, one of those.
So Beth Ann was like me, where because I was kind of coming in here and looking at him every now and then and saying, "Man, it just doesn't seem as long as it should."
You would be surprised if you looked at the photo on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
Then you would see how short my hair
was. High and tight when this started. He was like skin tight on the side.
And the reason that we're not putting a picture up now of Rob is that really there's not enough growth. You'd look at the picture and you'd say, well,
the growth.
It's a little longer, but if you hadn't gotten your haircut for 3 weeks and then we've added 7, that's 2.5 months without a haircut.
I will also say, Robin, you can go along with this if you choose to, that I am willing to continue this until our next break after Christmas.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd like Rob.
Let's earn that money.
I'd like Rob to be a hippie.
What I'd like is a ponytail.
Yeah, you know, that would be.
I heard there'll be these gelled back.
But what will you do? Because I heard through the grapevine that you already made a deal with your wife that you were going to keep that money and that you were going to buy another one of your stupid microphones with that money.
Exactly. So we'll see how far we go. But you know, a good microphone, the one I'd like, is very expensive.
Well, okay, so I'm willing to do this at least until the spring.
She talks, doesn't she? Talk and talk.
My wife, Rita.
I know she told you about my gray hair too. Which is something I never knew about.
Well, yeah. Until that time, though, I believe we need to get some sort of ruler. And I wouldn't mind B.A. being the measurer.
All right, Beth Ann, how about on Monday you come in and start measuring Rob's hair once a week?
We'll need some calipers.
What, Mike?
Don, I'm sorry. I mean, at some point today, if she can find a ruler.
I would do it today.
All right, okay.
Yeah, because that could be another trim on the weekend, and we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Let me just say, look better than this.
I'm pretty sure Rob's not going to be getting trimmed this weekend.
hey, be nice, but you're right.
I know, I'm just.
You know how it is when you're with your parents.
Or will be.
Don't I.
What's that?
This is the caliper. But this, I was kidding when I said that what we need is a
Joe, we don't really need a real
ruler.
Caliper, Joe.
We need a regular ruler. But he had one.
Oh, but Joe, listen, as long as you're here, why don't you say Thanksgiving's here, have a can of beer.
Thanksgiving's here, have a can of beer.
All right, Joey, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Maybe he could sing it.
Yeah, like his new hit song. Mall Traffic.
You know, I didn't realize this. This is why you got to read emails more carefully. Joe sends me an email this morning that says,
"Hey, how you doing?"
This is how I read it. First, it says, "Howdy, H-O-W-D-I-E."
I love that.
That's nice.
And he writes, "Oh, Beth Ann, hung up. Hold on, I needed to talk to her." He writes, "Do you mind if I plug my website today in the 2 to 3 hour? I got a new song on my site. You can download." You know, I wrote him back, "Sure, go ahead, plug it one time. Just, you know, mention our website too. I don't care." Mm-hmm. I come in, everybody says, "Wow, did you hear Joe play some crappy song today between 2 and 3?
He played his song?
I said, "Well, I didn't know that." And I guess I guess I should really check the email here.
So he played his song?
Yeah, I'm sure he wrote and asked permission, and I didn't read it right. And he said, "Well, yeah, sure. You know, well, you go ahead and plug your thing."
How did it go over?
Well, I heard.
Have you got any reviews on it?
Well, that's the only review that I heard from someone whose name I
enjoyed it.
I won't mention as I came into the building today, Paul Gorgi. Who I think has left already, Paul Gorgi mentioned something about the song being great.
Oh, fantastic. Paul Gorgi.
It's a holiday song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And it's about lots of traffic at the mall, you see. He produced it and everything.
Puts me in the mind of Warren Zevon a bit. I got some poker players in here right now. They're not giving anything up. You notice that? They're not giving us any. They're showing some cards.
See, here's the thing. Buzz is a friend of Joe.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And Buzz is a supporter of Joe.
I am.
So no matter what Joe does, Buzz is going to stand up for him.
How about this? You'll like this. The song is really the best example of Joe musically. If you've heard other of Joe's recordings, Joe doesn't really jump out. Joe, being Joe, jumps out of this recording.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay.
If you catch my meaning.
I sure do.
Plays all the instruments, sings back up, and of course, the lead.
Right.
And talks it up.
Okay.
Buzz sounds like his manager.
Sure does.
Colonel Tom Elfrid.
Was he like Lenny Kravitz? He does everything on the record himself?
Yes. In this case, yes.
He's like the Fairfax version of Prince.
One more thing I did want to touch on before we hit a break here. Bethany and McBride.
Yeah.
Without getting into great detail, is your daughter alive?
Yes, she is.
I heard, and it's nothing really like
that.
The deal is, Beth Ann's daughter goes to the train station to pick up Beth Ann's Uncle Billy, who's coming in for Thanksgiving.
Uncle Billy. The one from It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, that's what I thought as well.
Sure.
But no, it's really Beth Ann.
Does he have strings tied around his fingers?
It's Beth Ann's Uncle Billy.
He probably had a string around my daughter's neck after a while.
Don't you know what this means? Oh. It means poverty and prison.
Hold on, Joe.
He's the guy at the depot with the pet squirrel.
Joe just brought me the email.
Okay.
Howdy. From Joe Dudon. Can I plug my website and new holiday tune, Mall Traffic, today during the 2 p.m. hour? It's available for free on my website. Go check it out.
It is free.
Is that that's what he wrote.
Then you did not read the mail. Email incorrectly.
It doesn't say, can I play it?
Well, I guess not, but I mean...
Okay, technically.
Joe would bring in the email to incriminate himself
don't
further.
Play it, Joe. I'm not mad. Don't worry about it.
But like I said, it's free. Go get it.
Get out of here. Get out of here, whore. Stupid whore, Joe.
Do you guys realize the pure Joe moment we just had?
Yeah.
He brings in the email and hands it to you, and I'm saying, oh, well, this will exonerate him 100%.
Yeah, no.
And he hands you the email that does the opposite.
The damning evidence. That's good. But I want to hear it.
So, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
She's in the office today. We're having the chat that we do. You know, here's how that goes every day, basically. She says, I hate Todd Hughes. I want to quit. And I say, no, come on. He's not that bad. You can work with him, Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw yourself out into traffic.
Right.
And then that... come on, I'm kidding.
We all feel that way.
I'm kidding. You love him, and he loves you, and we love him. He's the general manager for now.
Uh-huh.
So... the deal is that while we're having this discussion, her cell phone rings, and I hear on the other end of the phone...
And I'm sitting way away from Don.
Beth Ann is all the way on the other side of the office. I swear to God, I hear from the phone, I hear...
Wow.
Keep in mind, Beth Ann's daughter is the same age as my kid, okay? She's 19, right?
What's all the nervousness about?
She's last.
In down by the train station?
No, she's not even. She got him because I was worried about her getting there, but she got there. She picked him up, and she's on her way home from Alexandria to Fairfax.
Where you live, right?
Wow.
And all of a sudden, she's in Arlington, and she doesn't know where she is.
Oh my God!
This girl was flipping out.
And at first, she was very angry, and she was screaming, and then she started having her nervous breakdown and was weeping and sobbing, and I thought, are you driving? Yes! Jennifer, I can't have you driving when you're this emotional. Where's Uncle Billy? He's right behind
How old is Uncle Billy?
80.
Oh, 80. Dear.
Are you serious? He's that old?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so obviously Uncle Billy, couldn't take the reins of the horseless carriage.
Maybe he could. I mean, 80-year-olds can drive, but I'm sure he was a little upset.
Well, it's
kept
crowded.
Telling her, I really don't need this ass.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
God. Well, it's the holidays.
Well, Beth Ann, it's almost an hour later now. Do you have a report on Jen? Did she make it home?
Yeah, they were on their way to go grocery shopping for a couple... things she needed to finish tomorrow's
dinner. Any chance of them getting lost on the way to the grocery store?
I asked her if I could speak with him just to make sure he was okay. He seemed to be okay.
And also, I got a glimpse into Beth Ann problem solving. Her kid is lost. She's left the train station. She's in another city.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann says, turn around and go back to the train station.
Oh.
She says, I don't know how to get there. And Beth Ann says, if you just go back to the train station, I can tell you how to get home from the train station. Meanwhile, I hear her kids screaming at her saying, I don't know where I am. I don't know how to get back to the train station.
If you get a call and she's lost in the grocery store, tell her to just go to the end of any aisle and she'll be at the front of the store.
But she sounds like she's calmed down now.
Yeah, but she was very upset. Don, you can attest that I was awful.
Yes. Yes. No, listen, I think part of it might be you. I think part of it really is you.
You know, if you win the...
You think it was me? How was it me?
Well, you're high-strung, and I think you might pass that along to poor Jennifer. But, yeah, I did hear it. And at one point, Beth Ann actually sat across the room while her daughter was going through this traumatic moment. Only one parent can do this with another parent.
Right.
She just held up the phone.
Yeah.
She didn't even have it on speaker.
Held it away.
She just held it up, and all we heard was this... And we just looked at each other, and just like,
and you knew
what is wrong with these kids?
Yeah.
You know,
if Beth Ann wins the football pool a couple of more times, she can buy one of them GPS units. Sure, and just put it in like your daughter's purse or something.
I think I would do other things with that money.
And speaking of trouble on the roads,
is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Joe's song?
Yes. Here we go. God, I can't believe we're actually playing this out. We have to break. We don't have time to play Joe's song, really. All right, B.A., we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. All right, we'll play a little as we go to break of the latest by Joe Ardinger.
See if I'm not right.
You're thinking there's got to be a better way. Just 1 hour of shopping shouldn't have to take all day. Now if I had my way, instead of driving all around the mall, Joe, I'd jump out from a helicopter. Joe, just like that old Santa Claus. Joe. All right.
Isn't that a good Joe song?
That is, yeah. Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah, Buzz likes it.
I like all Joe's work. Hey, you got one pantomime for him, don't you? He liked it. perhaps that's
why. I like it and I'm hungry.
Okay. We got a break, everybody. We're glad you're listening on this day before our Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Time for us to talk about OnStar. We like doing that. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets the whole family wish Grandma happy holidays from inside your vehicle.
There's no phone to hold, no battery to charge. It's always there in case you leave your phone at home and you can't reach it in your bag.
And it enables you to stay connected to those you need to talk to, even in cities and states where legislation doesn't allow you to use your handheld while driving. It's fantastic.
Plus, now OnStar offers two ways to help pay for your service. As always, you can buy the prepaid minutes. Now they offer the new America's Choice plan with OnStar. You can add your built-in OnStar hands-free phone to your existing Verizon service package. That way, you can use your handheld phone when you're outside the car and your OnStar phone inside. Two ways to connect that work off one package of minutes and one Verizon bill.
If you have OnStar, press the blue button to order minutes. If you don't have OnStar, check out OnStar.com or swing by any GM dealership for a demo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, yeah.
WKRK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So you guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
Just a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and making love.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, listen. It's an NFL weekend that starts tomorrow. Is this not the best week of the year? You work 3 days. You got a big stinking feast tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You get to get just blotto, jerk-faced drunk. There's football on. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today. Tomorrow's Thursday. So we'll average it on today from the NFL Network and his show, NFL Total Access, which is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. And our show at Westwood One is brought to you by Playboy. been a good boy this year, then you deserve Playboy's Gala Christmas issue with Denise Richards not wearing her holiday best, along with college hoops and more December Playboy on newsstands now. So, it's a truncated week.
Yes.
It's Wednesday. We are, we're only working 3 days. Right. Everybody gets the holiday. So, the Thursday favorite will now be moved to Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Just a one-week thing. We'll be back on Thursday next week, but as timely as today's headlines, Buzz, you'll love this guy.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Oh, damn.
How are you?
How are you, Dan?
How are you, fellas?
Dan, how have you been?
I'm fatter than a Texas tick and an overfed hog. I'm moving on. It's time. And, you know, this has been a good career for me. Yeah.
You get canned.
I have decided to leave CBS. Yeah. And you might call it canned. What I refer to it is as moving on to greener pastures. I will still be a correspondent for CBS on 60 Minutes.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to it. I plan to eat more, let myself go a little bit, and be fatter than Candy Crowley at Hershey Park. I'm very, very excited about this opportunity. Don, Buzz, and all your staff has been very nice to me. Good.
You will be thought of in many ways. First, you're going to be the guy that was strapped to a tree during the hurricanes.
Yes. Yeah.
Then you're going to...
I was told by my superiors at CBS that was better and slicker. Slicker than a lubed-up index finger.
Wow.
And I was proud of that, strapping myself.
You know, I've noticed, I think it's been pointed out in the media as well, that during the election, especially the most recent one, you had all of those dumb, it's hotter than a Texas June bug in heat, all those dumb sayings.
No, I'll tell you, it's fatter than a stuffed possum in a garbage bag. Dumber than a Texas tard, like that. I'm very happy with all of my expressions. The thing that I should tell you, Don, is these expressions come from actually Texas. And that, of course, is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be from Texas. I'm very proud to have represented Texas.
Are you going to break down, old man?
I'm sorry.
See, wait. Now, this is another thing you're known
for. Now, folks, this is what we got here. We've got a man that's leaving his job of 24 years as Dan Rather, anchor of the CBS Evening News. And I get a little emotional. I just get a little bit emotional.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
I found that... ladies and gentlemen, Dan Rather, CBS News. Let me see if I can get myself back together.
Okay.
First of all, you tend to get more emotional the older you get, and I don't know whether you've taken a look at me lately, but I feel older than a Buzz Burbank eyelash.
Wow.
Some of these remarks are older than the mold in Cronkite's bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy with my career, and I believe that the CBS News... Courage. Oh, don't get me started. I'll be meaner than a coon cat and a rabid dog. But it's great to be here with you, and I'd like to take this opportunity, if I might, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Rather, CBS News, to say thank you. Thank you to all the...
Now listen, don't lose
viewers,
it here.
The viewers,
come on, hold it together.
I'm fine. It's time for me to move on.
Let's tap.
Time for me to leave CBS News.
Let's tap into the non-emotional side of this.
Time for me to think about being on the other side of the dirt.
No, it's too early.
We started discussing this in earnest as early as last June.
Oh,
that's when we were talking about leaving. My moving on to other duties after CBS. And Dan Rather, 60 Minutes. I'm Dan Rather. That's fine. It's good enough for me. I don't have to anchor the news. I look forward to taking some time off and hanging as loose as Bob Schieffer going commando.
Oh.
Now, wow.
Yes.
It seems to me that you're not going to be happy being the main guy, and you're kind of getting pushed out.
I'll be happier than a Texas hooker.
You are. You're getting...
I think you got... Now, let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
And this is important.
Okay, Dan.
To point out right now.
Yes.
This is something that you should realize, that I am going to be happier than a Texas hooker, and I will be very satisfied with my retirement.
No, you won't.
You're making judgments, and you're dumber than pizza. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept it from a DJ. A DJ who's going to tell me.
DJ.
Who's going to tell me that CBS News, is whether I'm going to be happy or not.
It's okay, let's talk about John Roberts, the pretty boy to take your place.
A challenged individual. At CBS News, I'm not looking forward to the transition, because there's nobody behind me that I've picked as a successor. and they've told me that I can. Right now, John Roberts is not in the running for one simple reason.
Why?
He's dumber than a tulip in a turnip truck.
Oh, I think he's got the job, though.
He's dumber than a Steve Johnson stare. He's dumber than a box of salamanders.
I think you've...
Dumber than a dirty napkin in a dusty day.
I think you've gone out here, and you're not thinking rationally.
John Roberts is dumber than frosting.
I know. I've read in the newspaper he's got the job.
No, don't let that, that confuse you. Dan Rather has serious designs on picking my successor, and that's what I intend to do if I don't let the bastards get me by the heels.
Yeah.
And grab at me and nip at me. And, you know, they've tried to move me out because they think I'm at 73, too old to anchor CBS Evening News. This is not, I should say, not a step down. I'll stay as powerful as Andre the Giant on Benzedrine.
Wow. You know what? I think that, that perhaps...
Dan Rather, CBS News. I'm going to try, Don.
Yes, Dan?
Not to get emotional.
Okay.
Because it's very, very important to let all of my viewers that have watched CBS News over the years know that I'm not going to be an emotional man anymore. I'm going to be cold. Cold as frost on a pumpkin.
I was told that you've also started to feed out a little bit, that you're not
quite
really...
frankly, Don, I must
in
tell you...
...in touch with what's happening today.
I've been at CBS News since the early 60s, and I should tell you right now that I'm older than a smoke stain on a Texas chimney. I'm older than my wrinkled bag.
Ooh.
I'm older than an Andy Rooney spit bubble.
I also heard...
I'm older than Mike Wallace getting out of the shower.
I also heard that you're an old man in this way that you...
I'm older than a Leslie Stahl neck lift. There's no doubt that I have lived a good long life, and I'm older than a Texas tick.
I heard that...
And I'd just like to say, at CBS News, Dan Rather, CBS News, Texas tick.
Uh-huh. Dan,
that rolls right off the tongue. I enjoy it.
I have to ask you... They told me to ask you this on the hour.
Yes.
Do you have to boom boom?
Do I have to boom boom?
That's what they told me to ask you. Do you have to boom boom?
As a matter of fact, I boom boomed shortly before I came in here.
Oh, good.
And I do not think that I need to boom boom right now. But I might need to...
Rob?
I might need to tinkle.
The thing that they did ask me to do, and I don't want to do, is...
I'd like to say to your audience, if I may...
You have to check his Depends.
This is not, I should say...
To make sure that...
The boom boom?
Boom boom, yeah.
Yeah, I should say this is not a retirement. I'll stay as connected as the telephone switchboard at Ma Rather's boarding house.
Would you check his Depends?
There's no need to stay away from me, boy.
Well, just a peek.
I'm Dan Rather, CBS News.
Just like you would do with a baby.
Now shout out.
A smell check.
Let's get serious for a second here.
Yeah?
Flat out, there's not a chance I'm going to let that boy into my bloomers.
Okay.
It's not going
all
to happen.
All I'm telling you is the people from CBS News said...
Don't touch me. That's a cheap move. That's a cheap move on your part. I'll tell you, if you proceed with this, I'm going to label you as cheaper than a used bedpan. Yes,
Rob.
You might just find an Alabama biscuit in there. And if you find an Alabama biscuit in there, you're not going to want to put it in your hand. If you do, you're a dedicated employee. I've had individuals at CBS News, ladies and gentlemen, over the years that have actually found Alabama biscuits in my bloomers and held on to them. Those are good boys. Some of them actually were embedded with some of the horses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I said I wouldn't get emotional, but here I am.
Sure.
Well,
it gets me mad. I'll be meaner than Grandma Rather's whiskers on a young, beautiful woman's cheek.
As a father of two, I did cough a sniff.
Yes.
It's nothing urgent, but we'll need to attend to it during the break.
That's one of the things that one of his nurses told me about. Now,
that's the part of the deal of CBS that I've had a problem with for quite some months now. And it makes me angry. It makes me meaner than a Texas tick on an Oklahoma hound. And I'll just say it's biscuit time, and we've got several people at CBS News, especially right around that 7 o'clock hour. I tend to lose my focus. I'll be concentrating on last-minute edits to a news copy. And down there, because of my advanced age, things will sort of release.
Now, who cuts your hair? You've gone through these weird haircuts. You had that very tight metrosexual butch crew cut for a while.
Yes.
Then you let it grow a little longer.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, one day I got a super short one. You remember that, at Dan Rather's CBS News haircut?
Yes,
and
I
it
do.
Was almost like a crew cut. And I was hotter than Rosie's pillows that day. I don't mind telling you. I was just ready to fire everybody. And I have the local CBS haircutter. I'm not sure. I don't go to a barber. They come in and cut my hair at CBS at the news.
They won't be doing that anymore.
They won't. Well, that 60 Minutes, we can get the same privileges, but we have to wait in line behind Rather Safer and Andy Rooney. And Andy's is just falling out anyway.
Now,
so that's it. There are times. times when I get as confused as a blind fish wearing high heels in a house of mirrors.
You know,
I don't mind telling you.
This might be part of the reason that they're easing you out.
Yes.
All of these quaint sayings that you throw in all the time.
Like happier than a Texas tick on a dead cadaver.
Yeah, you know, okay, that one I kind of...
Dan Rather, CBS News, this just in.
Yes?
Time for me to move on. I'm going. Time to go bye-bye and time to drop off a few Alabama biscuits in the CBS News room, which I'd like to do when I'm doing my commentary. Yeah, that's usually when I like to let one go.
Oh.
Say, there's an Alabama biscuit for you.
Yeah.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Boom, boom, out go the lights.
Yes.
This whole thing with you leaving this, the most prestigious job maybe in broadcasting.
I would just like to say...
And now you're going to be on a news magazine?
It has been and remains an honor to be welcomed into your home every evening.
Uh-huh.
That's the company line. The fact of the matter is I'm being eased out for a man of questionable morals and a man of questionable taste. And there'll be several Alabama biscuits that I'll send to him from my home wherever I decide if I go back to Texas. May I take off my shoes?
Why? Why? Why?
I'm feeling some pressure. Dan Rather, CBS News, feeling some pressure on my toes.
No,
my toes are as blue as a quart of blueberry, boysenberries soaking in Windex. I have blue toes.
Wow.
Boysenberry soaking in Windex.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
That's blue, man.
I'm a diabetic.
Wow.
No way.
Yes, I've...
Be proud.
My toes
be
are
proud.
Blue. And,
be proud. A lot of people deal with that.
The folks at CBS News, ladies and gentlemen, want to make sure that they got me out of there before I had to have amputated feet. That's actually the reason they've moved me out. And, you know, I'll tell you, they're fatter than Michael Mayer on a treadmill. It's Dan Rather, CBS News. Looking forward to moving on to greener pastures. And I tell you, it's I might do more radio. I'm happy doing radio. Yeah. You can come in wearing a T-shirt like you boys do. And
yeah.
You don't have to work out as much as the normal guys. And I think this could be a fun thing. A good greener pasture for me.
Have you talked to Brokaw? They pushed him out, too.
Brokaw's sent out. He's not hitting on all eight cylinders, unfortunately. He's a little bit slow, a little slower than he used to be.
What about Peter Jennings?
He's slower than a Texas tick on a field of daisies. What's that?
What is your fascination with Texas ticks?
That's my favorite expression. And, you're fatter than a Texas tick and an Oklahoma hog is an expression we've used in Texas for quite some time. Dan Rather, CBS News, Peter Jennings is a fag.
Oh.
My sugar diabetes is not, I should say, not the reason for my firing.
It's not?
But if I eat another pecan pie, I'll sleep till Hanukkah. Dan Rather, CBS News, I can't load up on the sugar products. Just last week, I had a payday candy bar, and I almost nodded off in the middle of CBS News.
Wow. Is there any chance, towards the end, that you go crazy and do one of those things that that guy in the movie network did? Any chance
I'm
you
fired
go...
and I'm not going to take it
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, 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 mad as hell.
I've got a commentary that I could read an excerpt from.
All right, please. Ooh, yeah, please do.
This will be my final CBS Evening News broadcast, Dan Rather, on CBS, ladies and gentlemen. And I should tell you that the people that have moved me out are, in fact... members of the Communist Party.
Wow.
Now,
I have that on good authority.
They are now. You're talking about, the president of CBS?
I stand by my story that the president forged those documents as well.
Mm. Of the National Guard thing?
Yes, the hand of Laura Bush was responsible for those. I believe she forged those documents. She's
why they're pushing you out, because you won't let that dumb thing go.
I don't let things go. I believe in my sources. I believe in everything that I've done at CBS, and I'm very confident. Damn rather diabetic. If I drink a Slurpee, I'll nod right off and bump my head.
You are as mad as a Texas tick.
I'm as mad as a Texas tick under the foot of a stormtrooper in Southeast Asia.
Wow.
What?
I didn't understand that one myself.
Okay.
A Texas tick on a slow day.
Yeah.
A Texas tick on a hot night. A Texas tick under your thigh or under your earlobe.
Yee.
Biting the flesh on your neck. Ladies and gentlemen, these are tough times. And no one understands that more than I, Dan Rather, CBS News. And I will tell you, Texas ticks are nothing to be messed with, especially if you happen to be in Texas. It should be a very good time. Uglier than warts on a Band-Aid. Fatter than a boil on a buttock. Dan Rather, CBS News. And the signs behind the desk of the news desk at CBS say, no Snickers. Got to keep the blood sugar levels equal.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I didn't know if they were saying no laughing or if they're saying you can't have the candy.
But I'll have biscuits and sausage gravy with you anytime.
Don Geronimo.
Thank you, Dan.
From Dan Rather, CBS Evening
Thank
News.
Thank you very much.
I'm as mad as a Texas two-stepping tick caught at the Austin DMV with no number. Wow. A Texas tick. Yes, I like saying Texas tick.
Let's take a call here. Oh, we have a champion, so we need one challenger to play low-budget Jeff Hardy.
I've been informed that most of your listeners are dumber than a gag jackrabbit. But I'll participate because that's what I do, trying to do what I do.
And who are you again?
Dan Rather, CBS News. What's the frequency? 73 years old.
Is it boom boom time?
Boom boom time. Time for the Alabama biscuits. We're going to sit down and eat some.
Okay.
How do you like that? Most of them are overdone.
877-365-3636. First caller right now gets to play the game with Dan.
That's a fine time. My blood sugar is higher than Mike Elston on a holiday in Amsterdam.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Green.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in the shape. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Many fancy them as eccentric.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, for all things about this show... www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website of our show with daily logs and audio downloads and pictures and affiliate list and everything you need to pick the pros. www.donandmikewebsite.com. Dan?
I just hope that you can link to cbsnews.com with Dan Rather and pictures of all of our CBS employees.
Mm-hmm.
That would be appreciated if we could get on the Don and Mike website. It's time for me to go. I'm twitchier than a Louisiana cricket.
Oh, Dan?
I don't mind. Yes, Don.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Yes, may I take this opportunity, Dan Rather, CBS News, to tell each and every one of your listeners happy
Thanksgiving. Goodbye, turkey. My turn it will. Be in touch.
That's right. Greg, gather with your families and be thankful for what you got.
And Dan?
Louisiana, Texas.
Exactly what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful that I've lived another year. I'm thankful that I'm able to work at a great operation.
He just got fired, dude.
Oh, you made him cry again. Now, Dan Rather, CBS News, does not cry, but I feel it. I feel the emotion welling up inside of me. I'm not thankful for a goddamn thing.
There you go, Dan.
And I wish them all death.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Dan Rather, CBS Evening News. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a software engineer from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's say hi to Chris Menicall.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude. What's happening? Thank you for listening.
And I'm thankful that I still get more stink than Don Hewitt. And now entering the studio is our second challenger, an office manager from Alexandria, Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say hi to Leanne Terry.
Hi, Leanne, you're the champion, right?
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Leanne, that's a girl's name.
It's not a girl.
A challenger, it's a champion.
Oh, she is a girl.
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry.
I neglected to share with your listeners. She's won $47. Congratulations to you, Leanne Terry.
Thank you, Dan.
How would you say that being part of the Little Bit of Jeopardy experience has changed your life?
Well, I got an offer to do the nightly news on CBS.
Dan Rather, anyone's can audition for that.
Hey, she came with some material today, Dan.
And I'm still twitching. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Oh, thank you. Dan.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Great to be by here in the building.
How are those ticks?
I'm tickier. I'm tickier than an Alabama tick on a Texas tick's butt.
And here are your categories.
You see, your Alabama ticks are smaller than your Texas ticks.
Oh, right.
Everything's bigger in Texas, especially our ticks. Blood-sucking insects that burst filled with blood. Human.
You are fascinated with ticks.
Yes, I feel rich to be here. It's a rich experience. Richer than Ma Rather's chocolate pie.
Do you like Tic Tacs?
I enjoy Tic Tacs.
Do you like Thai Tacs?
No, I enjoy Tic Tacs because they remind me of the Texas tick.
What about thumbtack?
Texas tick is about as big as...
Keep saying thumbtack, and I want to say thumb tick.
Now, hold on a second.
Yeah?
I've got much to tell you. that a Texas Tick, if we're talking about a Texas Tick,
yeah,
it's about as big as a lemon, and that's not engorged. So when it actually sucks the blood, it gets even bigger.
It does.
And if you pop one of those suckers, it'll rain blood like a Stephen King novel. I don't mind telling you.
I've noticed you also have a nervous tick.
It's a nervous tick. That's why I mentioned before the damn rather serious sneeze has a tick, kind of a twitchy tick
that,
like
right.
a Louisiana cricket.
Here are your categories, Leanne and Terry, or yes. Leanne and Chris. I'm sorry, it's Leanne, Terry, and
it's Chris.
It's Chris
Minow call, and is that Chris, Dan Rather, CBS News, is that the correct pronunciation of your last name?
Good enough for me.
Thank you very much. All right, look at my wristwatch. Tick, 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 tick.
Here's your categories, and they are all about the Joneses.
The Joneses, yes, sir.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
That's an entertaining program.
Are these shows available on DVD?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of DVDs.
Starting quarterbacks this weekend.
I'm a big fan of football.
And celebrity news.
Celebrity news, yes, as long as we keep the paparazzi away from me.
Here you go. It's all about the Joneses.
Yes.
This week on the show.
Right.
Are those shows on DVD?
Mm-hmm.
Starting quarterbacks, celebrity news. Chris, you're the challenger. We will start with Yee.
Is he on the right side? I'm blind in one eye.
Oh.
I just thought I'd share that with you, so I just wanted to make sure we knew where he was.
He's
I can turn my head all the way around so I can see out the left eye. Is that where Chris is playing?
And actually, he's
over
the,
what pedestal?
He's on the telephone. It really doesn't matter.
Goddamn.
I'll start with the Joneses, LQ.
Good luck to both of you.
The Joneses.
From Dan Rather, CBS News.
But did you think they were in here with us?
I believed we were playing the game just like it is on the television.
Now. Could you tell that they're on the telephone?
Now, I thought that I was wondering why you were wearing those space-age headphones, too. I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
I was told this would be a television program.
You're wearing headphones, too, Dan.
Now?
Yes, right now.
Well, hot diggity damn I am, you want? There it is. My vision is worse than Ronnie Millsap on a foggy night. Go ahead, Chris. Start the game.
Here we go, Chris.
All About the Joneses for one.
All About the Joneses. She plays Bridget Jones in the Bridget Jones movies.
Who is Renee Zellweger?
Yes. There you go. That is one for you.
All right. You're on board and running, Chris. Now it's time for you to move on to another category.
How about the same category for two?
There you go. That's how you play.
He doesn't move on to another category?
No, he has to finish this category, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I'm slower than an Oklahoma snail.
She played Mama Partridge on TV.
Who is Shirley Jones?
Yeah, Shirley Jones.
$2. $2 for Chris. You're doing quite well in the game.
And let's close it out for three.
All right. He had the 1970s hit, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Who is, I don't know.
Lee Ann, it's your chance to steal here.
Who is Billy Paul?
Oh, that's an outstanding poll for you. Sure, good for you, Leanne.
$3 you tied the game. Now it's time for you to select another category, Leanne.
How about this week on the Don and Mike Show for one, please?
This will be pretty easy because we're only working 3 days this week.
There we go.
This week on the show, oh, here you go. He was on yesterday. He is the host of Fox NFL Sunday.
Who is JB?
Right, James Brown, correct.
James Brown, yes, a fine broadcaster. $1, Leanne Terry. Well, he is. He's a fine broadcaster.
I agree. We like him.
He's a very nice man.
Do you like Jim Nance over at CBS?
Not a fan.
No. Really? Why?
He's just two faces and any a nickel. Don't trust him at all.
Wow.
James Brown, I trust fat guys. Like him better. Don't trust Nance.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what we used to call him?
What's that?
Nancy.
Really?
Get it? Like he's a girl?
Oh, I understand.
We would call him Nancy.
And I heard just a rumor. I don't like to talk trash. Jim Nancy's flirts with the news department, being in the sports department at CBS.
Yeah.
And I just heard that Jim Nance gayer than a Christmas candy cane.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. All right, Leanne, Terry, select again.
This week on the Don and Mike Show for two, please.
This crazy lady sold her Virgin Mary toast on eBay to this internet business.
What is Amazon.com?
Negative.
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is GoldenPalace.com?
Right. Another commercial for that stupid place. Yeah.
$2 for you, Chris, and you're rolling along now.
This week on the Don and Mike Show for three.
Okay, he is the goofy weatherman on the CBS Early Show. Good luck remembering this guy's name. Don't worry, most of America doesn't.
Leanne, your chance to steal.
It was Mike Davis.
Dave Price.
Dave Price. Good fun man. Fun man. Not a dishonest bone in his body. I'm actually nominating him to be my successor.
Dave Price.
This is the CBS Evening News, not with Dan Rather, but with Dave Price.
With the weatherman for the morning show.
He's got to go the full route. He's got to go to David.
Yes.
David
Price.
He's as goofy as Mac Davis on a sugar high. All right, Leanne, you're in control. And what was the dollar value of that last one?
That was three.
$3 for you, Leanne. Now select again.
Let's go to Celebrity News for one, please.
Okay, name of the much-anticipated U2 CD that is due out shortly.
What is How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb?
Yeah, right, Atomic Bomb, correct.
$1 for you, Liam. Select again, please.
Celebrity News for two, please.
This guy really needs to buy a sack of flour. Name of Star Jones' new husband.
What is Stedman?
No. Oh,
that's very funny, clever. I enjoyed that. Chris, your chance to steal.
No, it's Al Reynolds.
All right, now, Leanne, you're still in control.
Let's finish up Celebrity News, please.
This former American Idol winner will be on The Simpsons.
Who is Clay Aiken?
No.
Chris, a chance to steal.
Who is Fantasia?
Fantasia, right.
There you go. Congratulations. Move on to the next category, Chris. I mean, to the next question.
Category.
It shows on DVD for one.
Okay, because everything is out on DVD now.
Everything.
Are these TV shows available on DVD?
Oh, my God.
For one.
We have a tie.
Well, thank you for the bulletin, Dan.
This race is getting tight. I don't mind telling you. This is, ladies and gentlemen, we've got something here. I think CBS Now can call the race at $8 for Leanne. And $8 for Chris.
Are you willing to predict a winner now?
I will not do that. We're not prepared to do that. Now, the way this is working is I'm tallying the points on either side.
Yeah.
Each point represents a dollar, a single dollar.
That's right.
And what we've got here is two people that are actually in quite a competition, and this is shaping up to be a long evening. Chris, select again, please.
Shows on DVD for one.
Okay, Dallas.
What is yes?
Yes, Dallas is available on DVD.
$1 for Chris. Now, I've just gotten a word that we are going to project that Chris has taken a $1 lead.
That's because he has.
He has indeed.
Simple math.
This is not an exit poll. This is the real deal.
Okay.
We're tabulating these on actual questions answered and dollar values gained. Dan Rather, CBS Evening News. Select again, Chris.
What is shows on DVD for two? Oops.
Perfect Strangers.
What is no, I hope.
That's right. Don't be ridiculous. Who put that show out on DVD?
$2, and Chris, you're in control. Select again.
Let's close it out for three.
All right. Cops.
What is yes?
Leanne, your chance to steal.
What is no?
Correct. It's and just to be specific, there are cheap VHS copies, but Fox has never come out with the official box set on DVD of Cops.
Man, this is quite a race. It's tied again. Dan Rather, CBS News, with a report that's just come in across my desk. Let me see if I got this right. Just want to make sure we've got... Chris has 11.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yep, and Leanne has $11.
Why are you acting like someone's talking into your ear?
Because something...
You have the numbers right in front of you.
Yes, but I believe that was given to me. I hear voices. Each and every day. We've got a tie.
Okay.
This is quite some kind of competition here. It's like a Texas firecracker. Could go off at any minute.
Hey, we have only one category left.
Yes.
It's the starting quarterbacks. And Leanne.
Let's do starting quarterbacks for a dollar, please.
We'll start this weekend for your New York Giants.
For your New York Giants.
Oh, you got hurt because you're a girl.
Now, Chris, your chance to steal.
Who is Eli Manning?
There you go.
That's right. He's just edged ahead. But right now, the way I'm looking at it, this race is tighter than Oprah Winfrey's control top hose. Go ahead, Chris.
I like that one. Starting quarterbacks for two.
Starting this weekend for your New York Jets.
Don't know.
Leanne, your chance to steal. This
Who is Chad
you.
Pennington?
Oh, you know what? That's so close. He's hurt. No, it's Quincy Carter.
Chris, you're in control.
Close it out for three.
Starting this weekend for your Arizona Cardinals.
Who is Josh McCown?
No, that guy got benched.
Leanne, your chance to steal.
Who is Lucas Darnell?
Nice chance of just grabbing some brother's name now. Who is Leroy Washington?
Man, dimmer than a Sylvania light bulb.
No, it's Sean King is the guy's name. And that's the end of the first round.
Well, I'd just like to compliment it, ladies and gentlemen. What we've got right now, we're going to go to final low-budget Jeopardy.
Yes, we are, Dan.
And the way it's going to work right now is this race happens to be tighter than Chris Berman's Texas Turbo Mac.
And who's got what?
Chris has $12, but right behind him, we can't call him. Who's grabbing the phone and breathing heavily? Someone's breathing heavily. I hear someone.
Hello?
Would that be Chris or Leanne?
Chris?
I hope not.
Leanne?
Holding my breath.
Holding your breath. I think it's Chris.
All right. Well,
he's a heavy breather, but he's got the lead, so there's no need for him to hyperventilate.
Here is your category, guys. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Who's in the lead, Dan?
$12 for Chris, and Leanne's right behind with $11.
Okay, here is your category. Dead, but still hot. And here's the answer. This artist has had the most hit records after death than anybody in music history. And I give you a hint. This person, oh, I hear someone going to Google this. Well, good luck. You know, nothing says you can't Google it.
Leanne, are you playing on a computer keyboard?
No.
Chris?
No, sir.
Someone's lying.
One of you's lying.
Mm.
I mean, just be honest. I'm not going to kick you out of the game because you're Googling. Who's Googling?
Okay, it's me.
These are serious competitors right now.
You're going to have to take away all but one of her dollars.
$1 for Leanne.
Only because she lied.
Yeah.
Only because she lied. If she would have just said she was Googling, there would have been no penalty.
I used to use a typewriter before this Google happened, searching on that damn internet. That's what brought me down.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you. We're going to knock Leanne down to $1. She's still the returning champion. She still will go to find a little bunch of Jeopardy and have a chance to win.
Okay. This artist has had the most hits after his death than anyone in music history, beating out Elvis, John Lennon, and Jim Croce. Guys, answer in the form of a question. I don't think you can Google this one, to be honest. Good luck.
All contestants, ladies and gentlemen, on a little bunch of Jeopardy will receive the secret photographs of Dan Rather, CBS News. Ladies and gentlemen, over the years, I have managed to take secret photos of nearly every famous CBS News personality when they weren't looking. And now that they've kicked me out, I'm releasing them to you, the public. These are great, candid photos.
Have any upshots?
Like Walter Cronkite smelling his fingers. Bill Plant playing pocket for Cheesy. And Andy Rooney mooning Morley Safer all the way. All these classic photos of yours, including Harry Smith wearing panties. Dan Rather, CBS News. Back to you, Don.
Thank you. How much for the finger picture?
I'll give you a special framed edition. A fantastic photograph right after he finished doing the CBS Evening News.
We want to talk to Leanne first because she, I know she has less money. We almost just took it all away.
Yes, we'll go to Leanne first.
He has the most hits than anyone in music history after he died. Or she, I should say. Leanne.
Who is John Lennon? Oh,
negativo.
No. Oh, I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, Leanne Terry.
Oh. Now, Chris, before you answer, did you Google this?
No, I did not.
All right, my friend, your answer.
Who is Tupac?
Winner!
Yep. And that means that Chris Menocal, one of Cal, Mimi Pill, you're our little bit of Jeopardy champion.
So that is Tupac had 8 hit songs after he died, followed by Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, Jim Croce, John Lennon, and Elvis from Memphis. And that means, oh, Leanne, the Googler, it didn't really matter because you're a loser. Don't go away mad, just go away. And Chris, you're a big winner. Kids, both of you get stuff. Here now is Dan Rather. Dan.
I'll tell you, this race was tighter than a Texas tick, and I'd like to congratulate both of you, Dan Rather, CBS News. First of all, Chris, you scored $24. We're going to throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $49 for you. And now let me move over to the cheater. Cheaters never prosper. Now, normally we tell you to get bent, but at CBS we do things differently. I've got a prize for you, Leanne Terry. You standing by?
Yes, sir.
You want a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. Washington's new low fare airline is here. 300 flights a day from Dulles to 35 cities. Flyi.com. Flyi.com. Independence Air. Go your own way. And thanks for joining me, Dan Rather, CBS News, and playing the game, Leanne. I hope you've learned your lesson.
Sweet. Cheat prospers.
Maybe you can fly to Cheatville.
Yes, Cheatville. Cheatville is a special place for Leanne Terry.
All right, Leanne, Chris, thank you both. Have a very nice holiday. And thank you for listening. And Dan, what can I say? But
I've had a great time. I tell you, it's better than pumpkin pie. I just enjoyed myself here. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Dan Rather, CBS News. And remember when they kicked me out in March that I didn't want to go. And please don't replace me with somebody of lesser standards. It might take some time at CBS News to find my replacement. But
it's John Roberts.
I hope it's not going to be John Roberts.
It's John Roberts.
Over my dead body, which could come during the Christmas season.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of...
It's production of Coron Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen, is distributed by King World, and as I scratch my head, I notice my skin beginning just to completely flake off.
Oh, no.
Don't paint the barn until the cow spits love.
God, thank you. So long.
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Bye, Dan. Hello.
Never heard that one.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Cops is out on DVD. The question was...
You asses call with this. And to be honest, there are DVD versions, but there is no DVD version that has been officially sanctioned by Fox Broadcasting. The DVD version that's out is produced by, what's the guy's name, John...
Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon. Whoever the guy is...
John Walsh?
The guy, it's Cops. I don't know the guy's name. Anyway, it's his side deal, his production company.
Okay, because I just remember seeing that at somewhere. I won't say the store name.
Okay. And besides, even if that was really true, it's just a game. Would you let it go, please?
Oh, yeah, I know, you just
to
be a pain in your ass today.
No. That's all, don't worry about it. You already are.
Don't you have a dinner to go to? Tomorrow?
I did slightly research this.
Yeah, we'll leave it in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
See you.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
Get Ben. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Yeah, hey, how's... Hello?
How about turning that radio down?
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, I missed a few minutes. I was just wondering, did we have our weekends here? I'd grab a can of beer yet? Because it is a weekend.
You have to keep up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What a duty. Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
I know is that everybody's calling about that Cops thing on DVD.
Bottle-doodle.
You're killing me with that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Just want to give you guys some background on John Roberts.
John Roberts, the guy who's taking Rather's place?
Yeah, from the Canadian marketplace. He used to be a VJ and a DJ up here.
He's a Canadian?
I'm not sure if he's Canadian, but he did work in the Toronto marketplace for a long time.
Oh, we'd have to check that. Right. That would be two major anchors that are Canadian. Because to the best of my knowledge, Jennings is going to hang around for a while.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
It was John Walsh that produced all those DVDs.
Walsh, listen, idiot, John Walsh does America's Most Wanted.
That was
not
my fault. Different show.
Not Cops. We know who John Walsh is. We've had him on the show about 100 times. Hello?
Okay.
Ass says what?
That's bull.
That's bull. They hang up! That's right, if they're not right, they just go away.
Uh-huh. I think the Cops DVD is produced by Joe Walsh.
Wow. He's very
Rocky
good.
Mountain Way. I think he's produced by Joe Arden here, isn't it?
It must be.
With his brand new Christmas hit.
No, I really think he's done by Joe Mama.
Yes, sir.
Either way, let me just say this.
What
right, wrong, and different. I thought that I researched it.
Doesn't matter.
I just want to say now my message to everybody on this Thanksgiving. Go to hell.
Happy holidays.
Go to hell.
I'm ready for
my
the parade.
My mother-in-law is moving in with me.
Yeah, give him a break.
And you want to bust my chops about, dude, I got Cops on DVD.
Waddle-doodle-dee.
That would make a good DVD.
What, my mother-in-law moving in?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Donnie tapes.
I'd buy it.
We're going to break. You don't have to buy it. You're going to be hearing it on the telephone every day.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I love it.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book.
We did.
Don and Mike.
We did. Okay, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hey,
stop that, Rob, because we're going to be talking about Hitler here in a second.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Uh-oh.
But certainly not with the beautiful Nancy O'Dell from Accent Hollywood.
All right.
Here she is now. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, guys. How have you been?
How have you been? Now, get this. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and Nancy is in her dressing room.
Hey, get it? Thanksgiving dressing?
All right, so.
I just want to take this moment to say how thankful I am for you two.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's nice.
You know, I'm going to enjoy that all weekend.
I want to take this moment and think how little you really meant when you said that.
That is not true. I really am thankful for you two cheery folks.
And we like having you on every day. Nancy's show, of course, Access Hollywood tonight here in D.C., 7:30 on NBC4. Around the country, check your local listings. It's normally on your NBC station. Tonight on Accent Hollywood, here you go. Now, Desperate Housewives.
Somebody's gonna die.
Yes.
On Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
Story tonight.
Wow, they didn't waste any time getting heavy.
It is.
You know, there's a takeoff. Remember how everybody was dying to know who shot JR?
Sure.
Hanger has been talked about as much since then as this.
Here's,
and they're saying it's one of the main ladies. I have my doubts, though.
Here's the deal. You know, this is the show that, Nancy, maybe you're finding this. My wife watches this show because I think because it was on that same time as Sex and the City.
Uh-huh.
And now she's getting into the same routine where all the girls come over and they make them all martinis and they watch the show.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they speculate on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They also feel the same way, that it's not going to be one of the main hoochies.
I mean, come on, the show is doing incredible. Why would they kill one of the main ones off?
I mean, this early in the season seems very odd.
I know it does, unless they had originally planned it. But I think as well as the show is doing, I would have changed that plot line.
All right, what is your guess, or what are you guys going to say tonight?
Vegas has put odds on it. They're saying it's Nicolette Sheridan.
Yeah, you know, that would be my first choice.
Right.
Well, you know, she has not been, in all the advertisements and stuff you see in the original posters for the show, it's the other four ladies, and she's not included.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of interesting, but I think she's become such a focus of the show because of the football thing.
Off. And plus, you know, I don't watch the show, but from what I've seen, I guess Terry Hatcher is the main star.
Right.
But this girl, Nicolette Sheridan, every time I see a clip of the show, she's in every clip that they show.
As long as they don't kill off the Italian girl, whatever her name is.
Eva Longoria.
Oh, see, you had that right on the tip of your tongue.
There you go.
Gabrielle.
So tonight on your show, will you, if most people think that it's going to be Nicolette Sheridan, do you have, like, your slimy investigative reporters trying to
find out? We do, and actually there's one person in the office who knows who it's going to be. We've all been trying to figure out and have them tell us, and they're holding mum because the network, ABC, has them at the throat, I think.
Okay.
We spoke with Nicolette Sheridan, and all we could get out of her was we asked her if it was a female or male that does the murdering. And she said a male killer.
Male killer. Maybe it's
and
the guy.
And according to our other sources, the death involves a strangling.
Oh, hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
So you'll get a ton of more clues if you tune into Access Hollywood.
Well, you know, the show started with death, and I guess death is a part of this part. You know, right. Part of the season too.
Oh, we actually talked to it. We unearthed the dead woman who played the woman who plays the dead woman, and she talked about the murder too. We're interviewing all of the cast members to see if we can read body language and determine who it actually is that's going to die, because this is very important.
All right, check it out tonight with Nancy. Nancy, have a great, great holiday.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Nancy.
You guys, you know what I hope you have for dessert?
What?
Delicious little cupcakes.
Oh, and let me just say, my little marshmallow top candied yam. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Enjoy yourself.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. See where she is.
That's
baby! I think we all got a little something out of that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Today. She knows how to play it.
So there she is, and her show is on tonight. That's Accent Hollywood. Now, Hitler. Rob, don't
you are the master
yet.
Of the segue.
Don't clap yet.
Wow, from Mike, Nancy O'Dell to Hitler?
Mike, there's no way to make a segue on this. You know, it's the end of the week.
You can't segue with Hitler.
Yeah, you can. She's blind.
Shut up.
Oh,
Jesus. Here's the deal. It's in essence, for us, it's the end of the week because we're blessed enough to get Thursday and Friday off.
We have Thursday and Friday off this week?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So I've got to get to a lot of the stuff that I've been waiting on all week. Now, this was something I thought that I could wait on a couple of days. I can't.
Okay.
It's not only Hitler, it's Liddy.
Oh, well,
let's get started.
All right. Now,
there is a newspaper in Britain called The Independent. John, what's
Doc
the guy?
Independent?
John Harry is the guy, H-A-R-I, the guy, the journalist, who interviewed G. Gordon Liddy on November 20th, it was published November 22nd.
Uh-huh.
He did the interview November 12th. So this is recent.
Right.
Recent,
very, very fresh interview.
From G. Gordon Liddy, who, as you know, used to be was a failed disc jockey on our radio station.
Yes.
And what's even sadder is that he was replaced by Bill O'Reilly, who's a fake newsman, and Bill O'Reilly is getting, like, ratings 10 times better than Liddy did.
Mm-hmm. Slicker.
Yeah, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like Peyton Manning getting hurt, and they put in Andy. Well, no, that's really not right.
Yeah, you got to change that analogy.
You couldn't put Andy Richter in for Peyton Manning.
You'd have to say Roman Gabriel.
Yeah,
I mean, really, if we're going to be accurate.
Or God, I'm even thinking if it's Liddy, we got to go back to before they had helmets.
Sammy
like
Ball,
Norm Van Brocklin time, or Jim Thorpe,
Norm Snead.
Okay.
Here's all right, so Y.A. Tittle's the quarterback.
So here he is. Here's Liddy speaking with his columnist, and this was published just 2 days ago in the British newspaper,
right.
The Independent.
Right.
Hitler as an early hero for G. Gordon Liddy. Now, I'm just going to read
all right, now this is an excerpt from the interview you're reading us.
Yes, and the newspaper is The Independent.
You
can do a Google search, you find it, and read it yourself.
It's a legit paper.
Adolf Hitler was G. Gordon Liddy's first hero.
Jesus.
I'm going to read some quotes now from Liddy.
Shocker.
Guy that used to work here. When he grew up in Hoboken, New Jersey in the 1930s, the town was full of ethnic Germans who idolized Hitler.
Sure.
That's how he starts this. Liddy was made to salute the Stars and Stripes Nazi style. He claims he was taught this by the nuns at his school. And
let's do some research on that.
Hold on. Here's a direct quote. Even now at assemblies where the national anthem is played, I must suppress the urge to snap out my right arm. These are quotes from a couple of days ago from Liddy.
Oh, my God.
Also, his love of Hitler and his German nanny taught him that Hitler had, through sheer willpower, quote, dragged Germany from weakness to strength. Hitler then gave Liddy, and again I'm going to quote him here, Hitler gave me hope for the first time in my life.
Oh my God.
That I could overcome weakness. Yeah. When G. Gordon Liddy listened to Adolf Hitler on the radio, and again, quoting him from the article, Hitler made him feel... Excuse me, made me feel. I hate saying this because I'm afraid someone's going to take this tape and like,
quoting.
Like,
yeah, I know. This is Liddy.
So this is Liddy. Liddy, quote, Hitler made me feel a strength inside I had never known before. Hitler's sheer animal confidence and power of will entranced me. He sent an electronic current throughout my body.
Man, this is like a lover.
He also describes seeing the Nazis doomed Hindenburg flying over New Jersey.
Of course.
He says that was a religious experience. Wow. Here's another quote. The Hindenburg, I saw it. I was ecstatic. I drank in its colossal power and felt myself grow. Fear evaporated, and in its place came a sense of personal might and power. Now, jeez. Now, listen.
He is whack.
I ain't making this stuff up.
Wow.
Okay? This dude used to work here. And, I mean, we kill Rob.
He was working in the White House. Didn't he always said he wanted to fly like a Messerschmitt?
Well, one of the things that he would throw in every once in a while he was going to break is, one of my great dreams was to fly the Messerschmitt for the Fuhrer. But he would throw it in, and, like, no one would pay attention that he was talking about he wanted to fly an airplane for Hitler.
Mm-hmm. His old producer, John Popp, told me that in his car he had a CD player, and what he would listen to is a tape of a Messerschmitt, just the engine.
Oh, my God.
That's normal, isn't it?
Very, very normal.
Yeah. Fine. You'll enjoy the fidelity, I'm sure.
Very
Don,
normal.
You are on the air, sir.
There he is. Here's my man.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW.
I think he was born in the wrong country.
Mm-hmm. Again.
I'll say.
At assemblies.
And in the wrong time.
Quoting G. Gordon Nazi. When... At assemblies where the national anthem is played, I must suppress the urge to snap out my right arm.
Wow. A perfect world.
I drank in its colossal power and felt myself grow.
That's scary.
All right. Fear evaporated.
Well, I'm not going to mention that his guys are all in power again.
Oh. And hold on. Then we have the part. Now, we've heard this before. Liddy admits after reading the writings of anti-Semite Charles Lindbergh, Liddy decided to pick his wife based on ethnic grounds. Now, we've heard this story before.
We have.
Here it is now in print.
He said as much.
Quote, I held out for a tall, fair, powerfully built... How do you pronounce this word, Rob? You know, I know we talked about this before the show. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Teuton.
Okay, Teuton. Now, I don't know what a Teuton is, so I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
The dictionary definition of this word, T-E-U-T-O-N, is descended from ancient German tribes,
sure.
Often synonymous with Aryans.
Oh, God.
And, you know, there's no secret to that. That's in his autobiography,
yeah,
Will.
Right.
I mean, he's very proud of the fact that he chose... I don't know if it says it in
that. So that she could bear me big sons.
But also she was chosen because she had good math skills.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So he dug Hitler, and then I think we've had this before, but also in this interview in this British newspaper. Just how freaking nuts this guy is. During lightning storms, in order to demonstrate his power of will, he climbs onto trees and yells, "Kill me! Kill me!" He's trained himself to kill animals in anticipation of becoming an even more brutal soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He loves beheading chickens. And here's a quote. "I kill and kill and kill, and finally, I found I could kill efficiently without emotion or thought. I'm satisfied. I can kill as good as I can run, like a machine." Wow. Comes from Gordon Liddy.
All right.
And then finally,
me.
I took the time to go to LiddyShow.com. He has a website like we do.
Right.
And there's a picture of him taking a nap, and you tell me if this doesn't look like... The body has just been laid out to be put inside the box.
Oh, God.
Is that the funniest Liddy picture that you've ever seen?
Where was that taken?
That's I don't know, Rob. What was the caption on this thing?
It just says Liddy was taking a rest.
Oh my
wow.
God!
So anyway, that,
oh my.
What's the name of the magazine again, or the?
Oh, hold on, I got it right here. It's the Independent,
the UK Independent. It's a legitimate newspaper.
I invite everyone to read the article in its entirety, which I have because it's funny. It's really well written because it talks not only all this nonsense and the stuff that he screams,
right,
but talks about his being feeble. And it's pretty amazing. It's a really nice piece.
Really?
So anyway.
And that is there's our former colleague.
And I love the headline. G. Gordon Liddy says, "Listening to Adolf Hitler made me feel a strength inside I had never known before."
That sounds really, almost like a penthouse letter. And he said he loves to kill. And this is the guy who took his grandchildren out and taught them to use weapons. That gave them a target practice with a photograph of the former president. Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg! Fred, he may be a killing machine, but I fooled him.
Oh, God. Anyway, that's great. Gosh, there's so much stuff I don't have time to tell you about the FCC and the whole Viacom thing. And allegedly now, what is it that they're saying? As soon as Howard Stern gets another complaint from the FCC, Viacom, part of the deal with the FCC, has promised to can him.
Yeah, they yank him up.
They yank him immediately. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
That's no way to keep him.
Two fans are suing over the Pacers brawl, and I want to thank, again, SmokingGun.com.
Uh-huh.
These guys are the greatest. I guess it's on the website right now, but they sent us an advanced copy of this. One of the guys in the brawl, the guy that threw the cup at Ron Artest.
Right, the guy we really didn't, you know, in the videos, that's never really been pointed out.
Right, they got him on some inside surveillance video.
Okay.
As it turns out, Smoking Gun has confirmed the guy that threw the stuff at Ron Artest. Let me see, he's as bad as Ron Artest.
Yeah, he's got a record and all
that. He's been arrested for brutally assaulting a woman. The police report of his many DUI arrests and his mugshots are on SmokingGun.com.
Very good.
Mike?
Yes.
Reuben Studdard is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
It's exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He was trying to lose weight. He's lost 12 pounds.
Why did you say my name before this story?
Because I do the show with you every day.
No, you don't specifically point out. Is it because I was on the treadmill and the grandmothers outraced me?
No, it's just like with the Hitler thing. How do I seg from one to the other? I just go, Mike?
I wouldn't have been offended if you said, Mike Hitler.
All right.
Mike Reuben Studdard.
Okay. Buzz?
Yes. Yes, Don.
Reuben Studdard's
there
in the
we go. That's more like it.
And finally, okay, I only got time for this last feel-good.
Okay.
Nobody dies or anything, but I still think it's a good Thanksgiving feel-good.
All right.
Especially if you got kids and your kids are going to be a pain in the ass this weekend. You know how it gets.
Oh, that's
like
crazy.
It gets to be like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Right.
What would you know, cat guy? But let's say it gets to be 8 or 9 o'clock and your kids get to be too nutty.
Mm-hmm.
I urge you all to do what Sarah Powell of San Diego did. Now, She was in court yesterday because here's the deal. She's got a 7-year-old, and she didn't want to leave the 7-year-old at home. And she wants to go out with her boyfriend. They want to go out to a nightclub.
Here we go.
So what they do is they take the kid, and they say, they put a pillow in the trunk of the car.
Oh, that's nice.
And they say, now you be a nice kid, and mommy and the boyfriend are going to go.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And let me see. Well, no, they said when they were in front of the judge, they said, but it was a Volvo. It's got a real big trunk.
Yeah.
She locked the kid up because she could not find a babysitter, and she had promised to meet these friends at a nightclub. So they put the kid in the trunk of the car, and the kid was, listen, here's the thing. The kid's fine.
Yeah, but I was wondering about, like, oxygen and stuff and getting air.
The kid is fine.
Know, it's not like if they put him, you put the kid in the refrigerator.
Let me see. It was a 1985 Volvo. It was 4 hours. She said, we went in, we had a good time. She doesn't really understand what the hell the big deal is about.
What did I do?
Yeah. Anyway, she's in jail now. So if you're feeling the need this weekend, if the kids are really getting at you,
and you have a car that's, with minimal trunk space.
A nice Volvo.
Right.
Go ahead and throw them in.
Without the escape latch on the inside like they put now.
Right. And to keep the kids happy, leave the radio running. Maybe you can get a nice tape of Hitler going.
A Messerschmitt tape.
Your kids could feel a strength inside they had never known before.
Bam, bay!
Okay, that's enough of that. We got a break. We are coming right back, everybody.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. Use-tastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Tomorrow at this time, I'll be drunk and I'll be full. we got to fly because Rich is on schedule today and we are running late. Rich Eisen, host of NFL Total Access every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. Time for Pick the Pros with Rich. Rich brought to us by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music, movies you love than Tower. Here he is now from Los Angeles, Rich Eisen. Hey, Rich.
How you guys doing?
Hey, dude. Let me say, we've spared no expense.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go, Rich.
Wow. Great card.
That neat?
Yeah. Hey, do you have some of the other ones, Rob?
I do.
Do you have some of the other ones that we...
Oh, yeah, there are more.
Yeah, this is not the only great one.
Happy Thanksgiving!
It's incredibly expensive.
We really went all out on these.
You have no idea.
Happy New Year!
That's good. Here's another one of our favorites.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, they all just can't suck enough.
Happy Labor Day!
So, can you imagine that's your job, is to get into a studio with 10 other people?
Rich?
And that's your job? I mean, I hope that's... Well paying.
Imagine, I fantasize about it.
Nice.
Hold on, here you go.
Happy Labor Day.
Oh, that's a great one.
Happy Labor Day. Who says that to anybody else?
All of us. The question is, did Mike O'Mara watch Rich Eisen's TV show? Rich was on just last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a truncated week. We thank Rich for joining us today.
Right.
Mike, did you watch his show?
I watched like a couple of minutes of it. Yes, and it was very interesting. And then I watched today. I watched before I was coming in.
Uh-huh.
You told me that they run Rich's show like all day, and so I tuned into the NFL thing and turned on Playbook.
Yeah, but
what time was that?
Noonish.
Yeah.
See, they stopped rerunning his show at noon.
Yeah, we don't run it all day. We just run it all morning.
Like what time do you cut it off, usually? What time is it?
Probably about noon.
12 noon.
That's when Mike gets up. I would venture to say that a week from Friday, which will be the next time we have Rich on the show, I'm just going to go on a limb here and say I'm going to wow both of you with my knowledge of not only the show, but my knowledge of the NFL and the intricacies of the NFL.
Ouch.
And, I will, you guys will listen to me and say, my God, what did he do? Did he break down game film? That's what you're going to both say.
Outstanding.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
And also,
it's Friday the 13th.
There you go.
No way.
Rich, before any football stuff and before Thanksgiving, what would you think about this? There's a boy that works here at the station named J-Dubs. He is a lifetime Detroit Lions fan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, before the year even started, he got a tattoo on his arm, and I mean a big-ass, full-color Detroit Lions helmet mm-hmm. that says Detroit Lions 2005 Super Bowl champions. Now,
really?
Yes.
Yeah, he really went out and did that.
Now, he's coming up to me before the show today, and he says, what do you think about the game this weekend? And I said, oh, the Colts are going to kill the Lions. And he said, do you want to make a bet? I'll do anything at all you want.
Unbelievably confident. Yeah.
What we decided was, when the Colts beat the Lions tomorrow, on Monday's episode of our show, this guy's going to have the word Indianapolis tattooed on his back.
Shoulder to shoulder, big
like,
letters.
Like a guy's name, like Roethlisberger on the back of his jersey. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Any place in your world for something as dumb as this on your TV show? I mean, you know.
No, I don't know if the league does ink. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, I'm telling you.
I don't know if the NFL's about covering some guy getting an ink job.
But this guy.
He's lost his senses.
But this guy is what the NFL needs. I mean, not only does he have the big pre-Super Bowl, of course it's not going to happen. He's also got, when they played the Redskins, he made a bet.
And they lost.
And on another part of his arm.
Almost under his arm. He's got on his bicep. He's got the score of the game.
Redskins, whatever it was, 17 Lions.
I thought you were going to ask Rich if there is any chance that
I know the answer to that can
upset Peyton Manning.
And Rich will probably say that any given Sunday thing,
of
right?
Of course. Of course there's a chance. But there's also a chance that somebody in a white coat is going to come for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
For the big net.
And I'll tell you what else about these games tomorrow is going to make it interesting to watch. And yeah. I saw this on your show as well. I'm a fan of the alternate uniforms.
Yeah.
But these things that the Bears are going to wear, they had them on your show.
What are they wearing?
Wow. They look like pumpkins.
Yeah. you know the Cincinnati uniforms you're going to like?
The ones that look like college uniforms.
Right. And you remember when Cleveland wore all orange?
Yeah, I hate that.
Okay. The Bears, on Richard's show, they had them wearing, it looked like, orange jerseys.
Really? They're 1946 throwbacks the Bears are wearing.
They love
but
the play.
You know what they look like, in all seriousness, is you know how there's candy corn, and then there's the Halloween candy corn. They substitute the yellow for brown.
Right.
That's basically, you invert it where it's the orange on top and the brown on the bottom.
That's nasty.
That's what they look like. One big Halloween candy corn.
now, do you have to work tomorrow because there's game
on
tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We're on live right after the game is over in Dallas. We are on live with the Parcells post-game press conference in its entirety, or mostly. And all the post-game from that game you can handle. And then after that runs its course, we go on with our one-hour NFL Total Access program.
So here's my question. How does Mrs. Eisen feel about that?
Well, she is currently, since you asked, she currently just landed moments ago in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow, are you the winner?
She's a sideline reporter for ABC College Football. She'll be on the sidelines of...
Is she really?
Of the Colorado-Nebraska game. So she's spending Thanksgiving in Lincoln. And I'm with Lincoln Kennedy.
That's sweet. That's well. You've not been married long enough, probably,
you've had
to
this
know
discussion
that that's
that it might not.
That's
be
a victory.
It might not be for Rich the dream scenario that you envision.
You see, I just found out today, and this is not a joke. I've been married 23 years. I just found out today. Great news. My mother-in-law, I am not making this up, is moving in starting in February, and I heard the magical words. It's open-ended.
Oh, boy.
Okay, which could mean...
That sounds like a sitcom. We should pilot that thing.
Which could mean that this could go all the way to Casket City, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, you know,
possibly
sports talk radio host, mother-in-law moves in and it's open-ended. Wednesday, 9 Eastern time.
Like that awful Tony Kornheiser show. Rich, what will you be doing for Thanksgiving? Will you have something on the set? Will you go out, or will you just like have a bologna sandwich tomorrow night in your underpants?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do anything like that, but once the show is over, I'm going to my my brother lives around here in Manhattan Beach, so I'll be heading there, and my boss has invited me to his place, which means, of course, I have to go there.
Yeah, you got to go there.
Right.
Yeah, and But, you know, we'll be here all day, and my wife is going to be in Nebraska. So, you know, it's all about football and my family, and that's Thanksgiving is a major big-time football day, as you know.
So. And one thing on your show, I did want to give you some props on here. You were talking about the Detroit Pistons fight, and I don't know if anybody even remembers this Monday night game with Denver and Oakland. Like 5 years ago when Lincoln Kennedy played, some guy threw a snowball out of the stands, hit him in the face, and Lincoln Kennedy went up into the stands. And he's one of the guys that co-hosts the show with Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought it up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you showed the videotape. And he sat there, and it's obvious that he was not comfortable with this. I mean, who would be? I thought you did a real good job of getting through that with him and having him give the other side of what's going on in that situation.
I mean, it's interesting. We did get a lot of requests for Lincoln to speak on the subject. A lot of newspaper columnists who write NFL or cover the NFL wanted to speak to him about that. And he was not comfortable talking about it, really. And we asked him if he would come, obviously, with us. And, you know, we're not going to do anything that would make him uncomfortable. And he said, sure, he'll talk about it because he wanted to get a lot of the stuff off his chest. And he is, like I said on the air, one of the most mild-mannered people I've ever met. He is the true gentle giant. And he even reached that tipping point. You know, as he said, it was a Monday night game, an overtime loss on the road to their bitter, hated rivals. And as he's walking off, he got one right in the grill. But he, unlike Ron Artest, saw the thrower from beginning to arm cocked to throwing the ball in the snow. I mean, he saw the guy. So
he got
it's not like Artest, who was going in the general area, and he did get the wrong guy. And in fact, the right guy began rabbit punching him in the head. And you got to love the right guy. I don't know if you did you see the history with the right guy? Escaped from prison. You know, so it's like instead of raising Arizona, it's raising Artest. The guy was, you know, hitting him in the back of the head.
Is Lincoln, I mean, how does he feel about it?
Looks at it in a way he can sort of relate that how you get very upset and you want to do something, but he said he's regretted every day that he went up in the stands.
Wow. Well,
he regretted it every day, and he doesn't ever want to be remembered as the guy who went in the stands in the NFL, and he thinks that Artest will regret it, and that Rick Artest was wrong. But he can understand why somebody could actually begin to lose it a little bit. But he said he saw the guy, and he knew exactly who the guy was.
Wow.
The interesting thing is he could have just pointed to security, that's the guy, instead of going up himself, and yeah. I think he regrets it. But
well, listen, I know you got to run. I just want to tell you, that was a good segment, and I thought you handled that well, and you know, that's cool. Before we pick the games, I know you have limited time.
Yep.
I think I sent you an email today. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. We tried so hard to get the guy to say you're a jerk.
Why would you do that now?
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
But nobody will say you're a jerk.
No.
Here's what JB had to say about you, Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen, good friend of mine. Obviously, I know he's the main anchor over the NFL Network. Rich, you know better than anyone else in America, and I know Susie Schuster, having worked with her, you absolutely married over your head. Consider yourself blessed.
That's the meanest thing to say about you.
We couldn't get JB to say one really mean thing.
Well, he's one of the sweetest guys out there.
He is.
Even if he did think ill of me, he wouldn't do it.
Right.
But he basically just said, I've outkicked the coverage, which is...
That's a nice way
All right, Rich,
of it.
I know you got to run. Let's do these five games fast, and we'll let you go.
We obviously know your thoughts on the early Thanksgiving Day game. What about the late Chicago at Dallas?
Chicago at Dallas? I will. I'll take the Cowboys.
I will also take the Cowboys.
Okay.
All right. Rich.
And Michigan, Ohio State going against each other. Krenzel and Henson.
Hey, how you feel about Ohio State this weekend in Michigan?
I can't believe I just walked into that one.
See, that's
hey, listen, roses have thorns. We can back into it. I don't care.
If you watch Richard's show, Mike, you're going to figure out after a while he went to Michigan.
Yeah.
And when he has these jocks on, he loves throwing it in their face.
Right, that he went to Michigan.
How great Michigan did.
Well, you know, my best buddy, you know, played in the 87 Rose Bowl. So, you know, I got to line up with Ohio State. Sorry, Rich.
Is that right?
Oh, the Ohio State Bomber.
The Ohio State Bomber.
I hate that. Rich,
that annoys me no end.
I hate that, too, and I didn't even go to any of those schools.
Another Michigan quarterback hosting Baltimore.
Tom Brady in New England. I hate to go against the Ravens defense. I'll take the Patriots.
I got it. I'm agreeing with you this week, and you know, I think I might be seeing the error of my ways. I'm going with New England also.
Yeah, Jamal Lewis is out of that game for
correct.
Sure.
Correct. Correct.
San Diego at Kansas City.
Oh, boy. You know, Kansas City looks like they stink. I'll take San Diego.
I will take Kansas City.
Jacksonville at Minnesota.
No Randy Moss, right?
No, there is Randy Moss.
No, there is? Ah, what there the is? Hell? Jacksonville.
Minnesota.
Okay, one more then, Rich.
St. Louis at Green Bay, Monday night.
Not a problem. Green Bay.
I have to go with Green Bay also.
Okay, and last week I smoked you. I was 5 for 5 last week.
Were you really?
Oh. 5 for 5
oh,
last week.
Wow.
All that is at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
Rich, have a great, great holiday, dude.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Rich.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Bye. That's Rich Eisen from the NFL Total Access, which is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Your only source for music and movies. Every store staffed with experts who will help you find your next favorite CD or DVD. Get the new releases from Eminem, Destiny's Child, and U2. Brand new Spider-Man 2 and Harry Potter DVDs. Give them music, movies, and if you're not sure, give them a Tower gift card. Tower has all the stuff they really want online. Find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth giving is here. Right. Rich's show, Mike, is on every night at 7 and 10.
Yeah.
NFL Total Access. Don't shake your head like that. On the NFL Network. DirecTV Channel 212.
That is admirable that Rich's partner, Lincoln Kennedy, actually, you know, regrets that. And I think maybe someday they ought to name a park after him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Or a band.
Yeah. That was it. Well, they did Lincoln Park.
Although he's spelled like the dead president.
Right.
I think the band is L-I-N-K-I-N, but yeah. Still.
Right, exactly.
And someday.
A little Lincoln Park humor there. I like it.
And maybe someday he can move to Illinois where they'll understand him, and then on the license plates it'll make it Land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln.
And, of course, don't forget when he has the boom boom problem. Then you have Lincoln Logs. Okay, so we're all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are. He was kind of a hot rod when he played, though.
And my daddy said, son, you're going to drive me to drink it if you don't.
Because I'm driving that hot rod Lincoln.
I think I'm out on that.
Yeah. No, I can't go any further. Yeah, that's a dead Kennedy now. Oh, dear.
Come on. You're ruining Camelot here.
Didn't realize. My, oh, my.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Oh, God. Where's that video game I like playing so bad?
Which one?
You guys aren't tracking with me now?
Not this time.
Oh, yeah.
You got it, right, Rob?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Shoot Kennedy game.
Right.
Oh, that's right. The one we were talking about the other day.
Yes, the new one.
Yes.
Sick. I know, but now I've ruined all that great momentum we
have. I know.
I've ruined it.
Oh, no, Buzz ruined it.
You're right. Thanks, Buzz. Appreciate it. You always cover my back.
And Rob,
look at him. I don't think he's high. Why do you always indicate he's high?
Oh, guarantee it.
He's high. You know what he's high on? He's high on a little thing called entertainment.
Of course he is.
He touched you in a place called the heart.
That's right. Okay. We're in Goofy Land, ladies and gentlemen.
That means...
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
It's going to get goofier now.
Here we go. That's right. Bring it on.
Bring it.
End of week phone scan.
Uh-huh.
Phone scan day before a holiday.
Holiday.
Busiest holiday of the year.
Yeah.
And Fridays, you know, the busiest.
Shopping.
Day. Call now at 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. You know, we're the only schmucks probably doing a live show this late on the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I hope everybody's gotten out of town by the time we get off the air, so we don't have to deal with that garbage. Yeah.
So listen, we're here for you, so call us, okay? 877-365-3636. These are unscreened telephone calls. Very dangerous. The live rotating phone scan is right ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Season for Thanksgiving. We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you, have you got your turkey yet?
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well... Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
All right, Johnny.
Right. Two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chase. Now that's like a song no one remembers.
I like it.
Home Scan straight ahead. And joining us now in the studio,
special guest star.
I like calling him Chip Off the Old Block.
There he is.
The off switch is never off.
Nope.
There is no off switch.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Barty?
Oh, nothing.
Here he is. He's back for the
holidays.
He's
growing up. He's growing up.
I'm telling you, I'm proud of this kid. Really proud of this kid. I love him. He's a pain in the ass. I complain about him when he deserves it, but I'm going to tell you when I'm proud, and I'm proud of him.
Thank you.
Look at him. Now,
it's a different look than the last time he was in this studio.
Well, he's 19 and a half years old, for God's sake. He's going to be 20 in March, and it's the sophomore year at Clemson, and he's back for the Thanksgiving break, and he's looking at a hollow day.
Is this a significant change in style, or are you simply dressing a little more conservatively because it's the holiday and you're coming back to see... Because the last time vivid memory for me.
Last time I was wearing jeans and a button down, too.
No, he had...
You were wearing a My Little Pony
My Little Pony
shirt.
But
pink
I was wearing
shirt.
A button down over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my style's merely evolving.
So evolving.
Constantly.
What is the t-shirt underneath the button then? Is it a plain white t-shirt, or does it have, you know, something like SpongeBob SquarePants or something?
Oh, I'm not going to show you because you'll laugh for sure.
What is it, Marty? Come on. What's on your t-shirt?
I knew he brought something to the table.
This shirt is too small to wear by itself, which is why I use it as an undershirt.
Okay. All right. What's on the pattern underneath your...
We're waiting.
The button down.
We're waiting. He's going to show us what it says.
Junior girls, 2004 Powder Puff game.
Powder Puff game.
Powder Puff. There it is.
And my name is Cupcake.
All right. Very good.
Okay. I'm not threatened by this.
Good.
Like father, like son.
I am not threatened by this. Hey, how about this morning though? His plane's supposed to leave at 10:18 from Greenville, South Carolina. I call him up about 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been much better. Remember, I used to complain about him getting up and everything.
Like to sleep in.
Now he's got it down to a schedule his second year of college. He's not missing classes. He's getting great grades. I'm proud of him. I call this morning at 9. I go, hey, what's happening? He goes, I get that early morning, hi, Dad.
I have a reason, though, that I didn't sleep well, so I overslept my alarm.
Okay, whatever the reason is, there's always...
No, shoulder popping out of socket is a valid reason to wake up in the middle of the night.
There's always a reason, but still, whatever the reason, nevertheless, and that's something, incidentally, as a parent, you always say, nevertheless or regardless.
Because
what that does to your kid is basically says, screw off in a nice way.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what your point is...
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how you feel,
even if that shoulder's hanging out of its socket, make it to that plane.
So I call him up and I say, "Hey, are you up? Are you at the airport yet?"
Dad, I'm in my car. I'm leaving now.
I say, "Oh Christ, you're not going to make it. It's 45 minutes to the airport." So anyway, very long story. The plane is delayed because of weather issues.
But I would have made it anyways on time.
The plane
merely helped me.
We can debate that.
The plane helped me.
He got
like
don't
father,
do
like
that. Don't do that, kid. He got to the airport and called me, and he was flipped out. He said, "Dad, I'm here. I'm on time. It's like 10:14. They won't let me in to security because they didn't know that the plane had been held over for an additional 30 minutes." Right.
Right. And to anyone who is at Greenville Airport this morning, I thank you because everyone let me go through security. I didn't have to bother with any lines.
Oh, that's
now,
great.
How did, that's now, a good thing. Now, how did you pull this? Because the last I had heard, he had gotten through the main part of the airport. Then there was all these people in security, and he was really going to miss the plane. Mm-hmm. You just cut in line, you asked people, what
there,
did you say?
There may be 40 people there, so I went to the front, and I stood up on a little ledge, and I said, does anyone mind if I get on my plane now, otherwise I'll miss it. If you mind, I'll gladly go behind you. Mm-hmm. And no one was rude.
No, that's a good way to handle it, because they were always probably a little freaked out.
Because
that's the way you are on the security line. If somebody does that, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So man stood up on the box.
So any of the people that you cut in front of line, because once you got in there, you still had like 20 minutes till you boarded the plane. My question is, did you see any of the people as you're sitting there having your latte?
I changed my shirt. I kid you not. I changed my shirt and took off my hat because I did not want to be recognized.
Yeah, because I was thinking
then there was a delay, and it was like, hey,
so
I just
so you cut in line just so you could have a little peace of mind is what you did.
At the desk, they told me the flight wasn't delayed. My dad was telling me it was delayed, so I had to go with the more urgent.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Idea.
All right. Okay, so anyway, that's how we got through the airport. Here he is now, and you going to help out on a phone scan? Is this what you're going to do now?
All right.
Hey, Bart, let's take some calls.
Let's do it. And I'd also like to point out that I'm not Frank Gifford with this kid. He's not Cody.
No.
I'm not dragging his arm, pulling him by his ear, saying, come in here and be precocious, you little son of a bitch.
No. I mean, there was a plan, and I'd like to point it out. And I always remind him that, you know, you're a year overdue of coming in here and replacing me.
Well, the college is slowing me down. In a couple of years, I'll take you up.
Well, yeah, this time I'm going to hold you to it.
877-365-3636. Phone scan, and here we go. Don and Mike show.
That's
hello.
A restaurateur now, you know.
Look around cafe.
I'm ready to move on, right?
Hello. Don and Mike show. I think you can wait till the end of our contract, Mike.
Well, you bet your ass
I can wait it out. Hello.
Yeah, then some. All right.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
How's Buzz?
Buzz as well.
All right.
Now, look what he made me do.
Buzz as well. Was it Mike who saw Polar Express earlier this
week? I did. I saw Polar Express with my beautiful daughters. Yes, I did.
I'm supposed to go with my girlfriend and my parents tonight. Should I get drunk beforehand or
is
this good enough?
Yes. I mean, I took it because I was with my kids, and my daughters were riveted, and they loved every minute. But, I mean, if you're going to see this with adults, yeah, knock a few back before you go.
And you were drunk, right?
Always. 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 Well, always. Always.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
What happened with the great tradition you started with the dysfunctional Thanksgiving dinner, dysfunctional family out of Mayflower?
Oh, my God. You mean you people weren't sick of that when we did that last year, like for the third time?
We're waiting for it again.
Oh, keep waiting, idiot.
Michael Hughes told you to call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Buzz, watch it with the behind-the-scenes stuff. Hello, Don and Mike show. Especially when it comes to Todd.
Right.
I got him on a very short leash now.
Okay, watch out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
Hey, Mike. Don, I went on your website. I love your wife. She's hot.
Well, stand in line, my friend.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, see, and we got the boy here.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
boy is
that's
here.
Not, that's not in line there.
DonandMikeWebsite.com, I should mention. Have you checked it out, Marty?
Yes.
And what do you think of the website? You have to comment on the pictures of me and Mom.
Looks good. I'm just disappointed I didn't get any glamour shots.
Now, listen, it's creepy if I put a picture of my kid up there. You don't want to be on the website, do you?
No, I'm just saying, Mom got her own column.
Well, that's something Mom is doing.
Yeah.
Something is, because Mom doesn't call the show as much because Mom is working now. So right. she's getting her point across, I believe, on our website.
I read her thoughts on the website.
I don't have to read them. I hear them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Regardless, I was offended.
Would you stop with the regardless stuff?
You're the one who brought it up.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, listen, when you said about the video, first thing that popped in my head was the training video with the cops giving birth with the lady that killed me.
Oh, you mean the trainables video? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the retard video that we watched?
Oh, absolutely.
The big gush of water. And, hey, listen, one other thing.
Yes.
Buzz, I wish you were my molesting uncle. You know, I got to tell you, when you thought the deep...
Okay.
That's enough of that. Yeah, really.
But our best Thanksgiving wishes to your uncle.
Let's be honest, don't we all?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God.
You know, the uncle comes over, he starts talking about giblets, and you get all nervous.
Yeah.
Because you know what giblets is.
I think we ought to quell this with Uncle Billy in town. Uncle Billy Giblet.
Uncle Billy Giblet.
80-year-old Billy Giblet in for the holidays.
Billy Giblet's here. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Alexandria.
Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Great show.
Thanks.
So it'd be a little bit better if Rob Ash died.
Oh, no. Now why? It's Thanksgiving. Can't you be a little nicer?
Can you be called Batman?
Long weekend. Keep your fingers crossed. Anything could happen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe I'll help you out.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, phone scam.
What are you guys?
Hi.
Hey, this is Eric from Pittsburgh. Two things real quick. Great show. Love y'all.
Thanks.
And y'all did a little bit of the Grease Man thing this afternoon. Have you ever listened to him in the afternoon? His weather lady sounds exactly like...
Yeah, I didn't know the Grease Man was actually still on the radio, buddy.
You have to listen to the girl that does his weather.
I thought he was on like a Korean.
No, we don't, sir.
He's on AM 7 something.
Seven something.
Thank you, sir.
We have to do nothing you say.
Thank you, sir.
It's a privilege talking to you.
Please don't tell us we have to.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phones again. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Body.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Oh, come on. You're boring me to death. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phones again. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I don't think the Redskins have a very good coach.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling in from the grave, Jack Kent Cook. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bart.
Hi. Oh, well,
yeah.
Bart.
Hey, Bart call.
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving, Bart. I've been listening to you since a long time ago. I just have one question for you.
Shoot.
You're a teenager now, or you're almost past the teenager stage. You drink, and that's a good thing. Are the women better in South Carolina than they are up here in Maryland?
I wouldn't know, sir. I'm in a committed relationship.
Oh my God.
That is so true, though.
Wow.
That is so true.
Bart, listen to Uncle Mike. He knows. You got to learn from him.
Hold on. It's going to be a long weekend. Uncle Mike is in a committed relationship,
well,
too.
Well, but it took you a long time to get in one.
Well, yes, it took me about a year.
But hold on. I'd like to point out, and I don't want to split hairs here.
Right.
Well, Mike's first committed relationship either.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you know, I like Uncle Mike, and Bart loves Uncle Mike, but I'd like to point out that I would think that I would be the role model and...
Yes. For the long marriage?
Yes, I've been married to... how did that caller describe Mom's picture on the website?
Hot.
I've been married to the hot woman for 23 years.
Sure.
Hey, Mike, did you take your pill today?
I'm just dealing with not being Bart's role model. I'm just feeling pretty bad about myself right now.
In a lot of ways, you are a role model.
In a lot of ways, I can be a role model, you know.
What time do you get up every day?
I get up.
You are my role
model. There you go. Fantastic. Ha ha.
Hello there.
The whole family.
Don and Mike show.
I get up about noon every day at my own.
As do I.
Stink.
As do I.
No, actually, this morning, ask me what time I got up this morning.
What time did you get up?
8 a.m.
That's the time I was supposed to.
Yeah, don't we know that?
See?
That would have been the right time to get up for the airplane.
Role model. But
hello.
Bart, it was very painful.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey. Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Hey, can I get the Thanksgiving chime time followed by a Burt Reynolds laugh and beep? Love it. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye, idiot. I mean, wonderful, nice listener.
You're his Thanksgiving companion.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Mike, I've got one word for you.
Yes.
Tofurkey.
What?
What's the word?
It's tofurkey.
Tofurkey.
It's a turkey made out of tofu.
That's a diet question. No.
Yes.
Oh. I'm starting Monday. I'm actually starting the day after Thanksgiving because I got my kids, and what better time to do that than when I have my kids. So, but today, I was telling Don, today I knew this is like the last day, the real last day of
here's
doing
the thing.
This. Yes.
You're modifying it now from what you said in the office. Because
what
you said in the office, you said... This is the weekend. I'm going all out.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I have modified it just in my own mind. I'm not going to go as crazy as I am because it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a great time on Thanksgiving. But today, Popeye's crawfish, fried crawfish, and crawfish etouffee for lunch. Fantastic.
Good and good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know. Uncle Mike went to the doctor yesterday, and the doctor said to Uncle Mike that... they give him a stress test on the treadmill.
And they said there are grandmothers who have lasted on the treadmill longer than I have.
Give them a high five for that part. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Role model.
Don, I love you guys.
Hi, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, I found a store for Rabe.
All right.
It's called Hearts Whatnot.
Oh, God. There was a guy, one of the Pistons was being interviewed on SportsCenter, mm-hmm. and this guy, who's the white guy for India? Austin Crozier, I don't know the guy's name. They were...
Oh, you're Robert planning Plotty, on the one white guy.
He must have, in this soundbite on SportsCenter, about all the Pacers getting thrown out of the game, he must have said whatnot like 8 times.
I think we have to get more involved with that whatnot campaign, that anti-whatnot campaign.
You know, that's something that we championed for a long time. And
don't say whatnot.
We've kind of let it go.
And, you know, you get it from Ivy League educated scholars. You know, whatnot is not just used by grits.
It used to be the catchphrase of the idiot, and now it's become a regular part of our vocabulary.
I saw it during election coverage. I've seen it, you know, on these entertainment shows and whatnot.
I've seen it. You said I've, but it'd be better if you said I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Hello.
And whatnot.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys should do the and come and crash down in the ocean.
You know what you should do? You should get a better phone, my friend. We couldn't hear a friggin' word you were saying. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, this one's for I can attest to answer that guy that called from Maryland about the women in South Carolina.
Yes.
They're better than Maryland. And this one's for Bart. Hey Bart, I went to the University of South Carolina. How about that brawl?
Yeah, too bad you got your ass beat.
Yeah, but you know what? At least this year we got Spurrier. We're coming at you, my friend.
Maybe he should teach your players to fight a little better.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sports talk.
Rivalry.
But no, listen, but this is one of the great things that I think I mentioned this before about having a son, especially when he gets to this age, that on Sunday we're on the phone with each other all day about the games,
right.
And... of course, we had talked about the fight, about the Pacers fight.
Yeah, it was right on the heels of the Pacers fight. The morning fight.
The morning after the fight, Bart called me up and said, Dad, did you see this on ESPN? And then the next thing you know, he calls me up and says, this is what happened at our game.
Do you think that the all that coverage at the Pacers fight, you know, I know that sometimes when we'd play hockey in high school and we'd watch a Bruins game the night before and there'd be a horrible brawl, we would go into our hockey game feeling feeling more feisty.
Right.
Do you think the Pacers thing had any influence on those players at all at the end of the game?
I don't think it should have, because we got screwed. We can't go to a bowl now.
Clemson, so did the other. So did South
Clemson
Carolina.
Turning down all bowl bids.
But Clemson would have been like to the rubber tire bowl or something. They would have been
Ohio,
like
Ohio, but they bowl all the same.
The Depends undergarment bowl, some crappy bowl.
I was thinking that we didn't talk about it all, but I was thinking that those guys were maybe a little motivated from watching. Because, I mean, with all the condemnation that you see of that fight, the Pacers fight, how, I mean, was there anything else on TV for the better part of 24 hours?
Marty, what did your fellow students down at Clemson think about the Clemson fight?
Well, I mean, I thought it was awesome because we won.
You won
the fight and the game.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello. Hello.
Happy Easter, Don and Mike.
Come again?
Happy Easter.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I would like to point out that we have moved into the 6 o'clock
we
hour
have.
Eastern time with people.
On a Thanksgiving weekend.
That may be having the Danny Rose Thanksgiving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Don. Hello, little Don.
Hi.
It's the 3 o'clock hour here in Sacramento. I wanted to do my version of the Mall Traffic song.
Oh, Joe's song?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, the traffic at the mall, it really, really sucks. Like grandma's on a treadmill for months and months and months and whatnot.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scam.
Don and
Mike. Hi.
Laugh at that.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't you guys think the trainable that interviewed Al Franken is the same guy in the Safeway commercials?
You know, I've not seen the person you're talking about in the Safeway commercials. Is there?
You know, the guy that does, do you get the corn and the corn and his
food?
He's doing
Ernie K. Scar. He's doing Up and Adam.
Oh, is that what he's
doing? That's what he's
doing.
He's all over the place. You're losing your head.
It's like you're embarrassing me in front of my son, for God's sakes. Make this a good phone scan. Are you proud of me?
Always.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, just want to give the Steelers a big shout-out. They're going to kick some royal tail this weekend.
To who?
Steelers.
The Steelers.
Yeah, okay, right. Agreed.
Thanks, Mumbles.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Here come the Steeler fans.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
I'm winning. Yeah. I'm a Steeler fan.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. About a month ago, I saw a sneak preview of that movie Spanglish.
Yeah, oh, the awful thing with Adam Sandler?
Oh, my God. I didn't know whether or not I wanted to go home and put on a dress or slit my wrist.
Are you ready to really admit that Adam Sandler now has no appreciable talents over?
No, no, I'm gonna see it. No, I am not.
Really?
I enjoyed Punch Drunk Love.
You know, when I saw him in that too, Barty, and I didn't mind him in that, and you know better than anybody, I love his retard movies.
Yeah.
You know I love...
Well, Bart, I mean, and you know what? He does have appreciation.
Bart and I do watch the retard movies, but this...
But as far as, like, when you even see the trailer as a real actor...
I can't believe him as a real father that would have a kid having real deep feelings.
And every line he delivers is just like that. It doesn't get away from it.
Like,
when he's doing, like...
I like the baby talk when he's Bobby Boucher.
Well, see, that's different when it's a farce, but now, you know,
he does about 100 voices in the Hanukkah movie.
Hey, Barty, do you remember how mad Mom got at the water boy? Do you remember?
Because you would not stop doing it all weekend.
We went to see, I don't know how long that movie ago was out, like 8 years ago, however long ago, Bart wasn't as big as he is now, and we sat there, and I laughed, three of us went, Frida said, I want to leave, this is the worst movie. I said, I swear to God, this is the funniest movie maybe I've ever seen.
I'm always proud of you, no matter what.
Regardless. Who do you agree with on movies, your mom or your dad?
Neither.
Neither?
Neither.
Okay.
But if you had to pick one, because mom and I...
I mean, if you went right down the line...
It depends week by week, I'd say, because some weeks my mom would want to see a movie I'd want to see, some weeks...
Is there any particular movie your dad has seen that you just thought was the worst, that he loved that you thought was terrible?
Can't think of one off the top of my head. I could get him angry and say something like, everybody's all American.
Oh, with Dennis Quaid?
That's
I just said get him up.
You're getting me upset. It's one of my favorite movies, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Where do you line up on the Waterboy?
Waterboy's funny.
Hey, he's
not deep, but funny.
Yeah.
He's a fan of the Waterboy.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how does it know when... Bart finally has to make the choice whether or not he's going to live with mom or dad. Who's he going to pick?
I'm 19. Oh. I'm moving out on my own.
Oh, come on. You always go home.
And hold on. Why did you say mom or dad? What, do you know something I don't know?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know. It eventually always comes to that. The kids move out.
Hey, but no, hold on. You don't get my point, sir. My point is, why would he have to choose between living with Frida and me?
That's what I'm getting at. You know, there's always that time in life you start getting a little bored with each other. Ah, Frida does her thing, you do your thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, listen, I got news for you.
I mean, I'm the expert on this, and I think that you two are together like geese.
Yeah. There is not a chance, and don't say that. That's Buzz's thing. That makes me sick.
Everybody says forever. Nothing's forever. Come
hey,
on,
listen,
know.
Listen, jerk. How long you been married?
Oh, geez, 11 years.
Okay, I've been more than double your time, and I want to tell you that I have so many reasons to stay married.
So
many of them pictures of George Washington. not a chance.
Say no more.
Get out of here, you jerk. Hello, Don and Mike show. I love that woman. Oh, and Bart,
Don, I like to think that I have something to do with that.
Did you hear the great news about Grandma?
I heard on the way over.
Sweet. That's right. That's right.
I just hope she's here this summer.
It's a dream come true. My mother-in-law will be moving in with me, and it is, as my wife said, open-ended.
If you start getting down, just remember, I know I motivate you in that way. I'll bring in some bank statements.
That, you know what, Mike? That's a good equalizer.
Yeah,
trying
balance,
to think,
a reminder.
You know, it's almost, I'm picturing in my mind the scales of justice.
Mm-hmm.
In one hand, there's Big Frida, just in a bearskin rug.
Right.
And on the other hand, just a giant pile of money.
Thanks for that visual.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Don and Mike show.
Maybe you are looking forward to this.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, a couple of calls ago said that how the women in Clemson compared to Maryland, shouldn't you be asking how the boys are? And watch out for that spez.
We've entered the
my hat goes off to you.
hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I had a question for you. I wanted to see if you saw Monday Night Raw. WWE bashed the NBA and the NFL for a good 5-minute skit.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, you're the big wrestling fan. What did you think of that, Buzz?
I thought it was hilarious. The writing was delicious.
It was hilarious and whatnot.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
From the land of Gil Grissom. How have you been?
Vegas called.
Right. Hi there.
You guys coming out to Vegas anytime soon?
It's only
I think me and Rob are going out over holiday with our wives, but I don't think, are we going there to do the show?
No plans, no immediate plans to do the show.
You coming to Washington anytime soon?
I could.
Sir, I'd like to tell you also, this is Mike. There's always a chance that I could go to Vegas on a moment's notice.
Hello. Not Mike, true. So that's true. Hello.
Bart wasn't born. He was made in a toy factory.
A boy.
A boy.
A boy.
Okay, let's do it this way.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
What is Bart?
A boy. I'm lying in bed. A boy.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Jim Nance.
This is like the worst Jim Nance impression ever.
Yeah. Hi, Jim.
I'm finer than a scroll of the Azalea Lines Airways.
No, no, horrible. No.
Out of here.
Horrible.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Mrs. Doubtfire?
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think it's the original guy.
I think it might be just the guy that repeats your sound effects.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, bueno. Arbusto.
Right.
I love the talent part of the show.
Just hang up. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, this is Leonardo DiCaprio for Gilbert Grape. I want you to meet my friend from the Windy City.
Did he say something funny, Rob? You were actually laughing.
Rob, what did you hear that? You know why Rob hears that? Because Rob doesn't have headphones
on. What did he say?
I hear that from the bleed from your headphones.
What did he say?
He was Leonardo DiCaprio from What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Now, see, that is funny.
That is funny.
What we were discussing yesterday.
You just need to decode it.
Funny, but not necessarily audible.
No, no.
Oh, we got to get a winner here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Mike.
Yeah.
This is Herman Ruth. Are you happy now?
I am happy. What a wonderful... Is this the last caller?
Yes, it is, Mike.
That's good. Give him a prize.
God bless the socks.
My amen, friend, brother.
What is your name? Any idea?
Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Maryland.
Todd, you got a trip for two anywhere that Independence Air flies. Washington and Baltimore's new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day from Dulles alone to 35 cities, including Tampa Bay and Orlando. Fly i.com. Independence Air, go your own way. Thanks for listening.
Cool.
Have a great holiday. Hold on. Oh, it's time for Buzz.
Right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
There he is, Buzz. And what is your lead story today?
Today, if you're headed for an airport, get ready for some intimate touching.
I concur.
Okay. And you get out of here now. You go do what you got to do. Hey, I love you, and it's great to have you come by the show.
All right, you got to tell me how to get to wherever.
Gotcha. I'll tell you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You got it. Have a great Thanksgiving. There he is. That's my boy.
That's right.
There he goes.
He's
my boy. That's my son.
You're rightly proud.
That's my demon seed. Walking, talking, conversing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Look at him. Don't eat your cell phone.
I'm not eating my cell phone.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Now you're just being gross. Do you know where that phone has been?
Yeah.
He does. I can't believe he brought that virus home to you.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted Caucasian, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. The other Elvis. Time for News Now with Buzz. Brought to you by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax, doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested and patented. You know, really, I was thinking about this after we had Warren Zevon's kid on.
Right.
I think I could be happy on an island if it was Boss Skaggs, Elvis Costello, and a little Warren Zevon. That would be the I mean, not the men, their music.
It's a good choice. Seen that live concert on HD that he has, Boss Skaggs?
Yeah.
It's a hell of a band. I'd like to know when they're coming around.
Kicks ass. Oh, and thank you, Robbie. Also, Leo Sayer. I keep forgetting him all the time.
And Gary Wright.
That's not funny, Mike. Leo Sayer is funny. Gary White, the Dreamweaver.
Yeah, now you're
not
serious.
Not funny.
And I think it is better when you throw Dreamweaver in.
Mike, not cool.
That is not cool.
Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Leo Sayer uses it.
Okay, that's funny.
And that, but see, I offended him with a Gary Wright.
Not cool.
Yeah. No.
My love is alive. I really want to know you. You don't even remember that was his third song.
I thought he only had two.
He had three. Yeah. Count them. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
1, 2, 3 is done by Len Barry. TS. Also used in many commercials for, what is it, Dairy Now?
Peas? Who did that song? Or in that kind of genre? Who did Time Passages?
Al Stewart.
Al Stewart. Mm-hmm.
Follow up to, I think, Year of the Cat.
Right.
The Year of the Cat.
And a song on the radio. I hated Al Stewart. God, that guy's song sucked. Hi, Buzz.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
What, you're a big Al Stewart fan?
Well, Year of the Cat wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right, then.
CSA.
The only good thing about that song is like the intro was a minute long.
Well, there you go.
So Buzz, you could talk a lot.
Buzz likes Al Stewart and Joe Ardinger.
Uh-huh. They're both in my MP3 collection.
Rob, would you stop doing that? He's not high.
Al Stewart is great.
I like Al's brother John, though.
Oh, he's also very good.
Fantastic. And let's not forget Jimmy, since we were talking about Uncle Billy before.
He's much older than Billy Jimlin.
That's right.
And don't forget Tony.
Well, yeah, for all our NASCAR fans.
And Rod.
Right.
Oh, you're king of the
sport.
And
the late Payne for the golfers out there.
Mm-hmm. He's 6-under.
Mm-hmm. Oh
winner.
My.
We have a winner.
Winner!
Please, no more calls. We have a winner on Dialing for Dollars.
How often do you get to trot that one out?
Not often enough.
Where are your spikes?
TSA. TSA stands for Transportation Security Agency, but the T and the A might as well stand for something else. The nation's airport security people say your most private areas are not off limits when it comes to patting down travelers.
Good heavens.
Sir,
no.
you've been through this security line 8 times in a row.
That hurt.
They say they're looking for bombs.
I pinch myself more. I can't. That hurt.
They say they're looking for bombs hidden in the breast, genital, and buttocks regions of both sexes.
The first message is, hey, Rob. This is Rob the mailman.
One TSA official, sounding like something out of the Kama Sutra, says, and I quote, "We really need our passengers to be our partners and to think about what they're wearing and what they're packing."
Oh, boy.
They advise you to avoid the bulky sweaters associated with this time of year and to think more in terms of the kind of clothes that show off every curve of your beautiful body.
Yeah, okay. Next flight, I think I'll wear a dance skin.
Sometimes not.
Any explosives you might be carrying. Form-fitting. Tight, if you will. Spandex is nice. Officials say it was two modestly dressed women who blew up those Russian airliners back in August. Security officials seem to be saying, if you have nothing to hide, then hide nothing.
You're pretty ramped up about this, aren't you?
Which leads us to this. A new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans who will fly this holiday season are hoping, in their form-fitting clothes, that they'll meet that special someone on the plane. The survey says 24% of air travelers are hoping they'll share an armrest with a future spouse, or at the very least, a lover. 28% of the people flying this year said they hope to at least meet a friend.
Yuck.
14% are looking to make a business contact. But if there's...
How many flights did we take when I had that thought?
God.
I never once did you do anything but
gazing.
Fall asleep. Sharing
years,
I would sit there wide awake, flying across the country. And Don would drift off to slumber.
I would always wake up and I would say...
That hurt.
You see...
That hurt.
Fact of life.
That hurt. According to this survey, if the seatmate is boring, 41% say they'll just read or put on a set of headphones.
So, Mike, who do you think you're sitting next to?
Come boy.
29% said they would pretend to be asleep. A belligerent 10% say they'll just tell you to buzz off.
Hold on. Pretend to be asleep. Hi there. Do it to Mike all the time. I used to. I take it back. I used to.
I've only had one experience, I think, in my whole life with all the miles that I've flown that I've sat next to somebody who, you know, was kind of like hot and interesting to talk to. I can really only remember one time where that's happened.
How did the
because
date end?
Most of the time I'm flying next to you. That's the way.
Thanks, Fonzie. When's that diet started? A date going to be pushed back another 48 hours?
Hey, come on. I'll do it by Christmas.
A concerned or confused 12% say they'll just stare out the window on the plane.
I hate those people, you know, when I'm sitting there peppering them with questions.
Mike is a talker.
Yeah.
Man, Mike is a... Well, you're a nervous flyer.
We're friends.
So you're a talker. And the only time, really, that I would ever pretend to fall asleep...
Uh-huh.
...was when you would get going about the Red Sox. You'd have some hooch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be like, you know, my dad... Can I tell you about my dad and the res-? And that's when
the
I knew that Mike
glasses.
Mike was on the Merlot train,
mm-hmm.
and I would just go, man, me so tired.
But you know, I've always, when I've flown next to somebody who chats, and mm-hmm. I mean, and I've flown next to people that have really like older people tell me their life stories, stuff, and it makes right. the trip go quicker for me. It and then I've also flown against believe it or not, I've flown next to people that were talkers. That were such talkers that I couldn't stand it, and then I do the thing where I
you
pretend to fall asleep.
Oh, hey, how about that?
As a matter of fact, that's how you met Carrie.
But beware of the little old ladies at the airport. Granny may be packing heat. Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
Granny.
In Fort Lauderdale, a 79-year-old woman has been arrested after security screeners found an unloaded gun in her carry-on bag. She was headed for the Bahamas when they found the single-shot .22 caliber Colt Derringer in a carrying case made to look like a hardcover book. That book also stored 7 extra bullets. Margaret Anderson.
Hold on.
Sure cooking for little granny.
Hold on, bud.
Sure cooking for little
granny.
What's for supper?
What do you say? What do you got?
What's she's going to do right here?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Yeah.
Margaret Anderson says she'd just forgotten to,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Forgotten to take the gun out of her bag before heading to the airport. Quoting her, I'm awfully sorry. I wouldn't harm a soul.
Critters on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Critters on the wall. Critters in the bottom. Critters in the hall. Critters in the
back. Here we go.
Critters.
Julia
oh, sorry.
Yeah. This morning, 8 critters was sleeping in my feet.
Oh.
Happy Thanksgiving.
God, that is hot.
You just lost a little weight.
Oh,
you.
But for every new kind of security.
Yeah. Okay, I get jokes. I didn't need the visual.
I know. I just don't like doing it.
For every new kind of security.
Isn't that always the case?
That is always the case.
Just felt like doing it.
Yeah. For all of us.
Can't help it. Felt like doing it.
For every new kind of security, there's a new way to get around it.
I don't remember.
There are new kinds of security. Chicago police now have over 2,000 cameras watching the Windy City. A similar system's being installed in Los Angeles and other cities. Hewlett-Packard, meanwhile, is developing a privacy protection badge to keep your face from being photographed by any electronic camera.
Well, now you like that, Buzz.
I would. New Scientist magazine says the device will be promoted for celebrities who have trouble with tabloid photographers, but the product could, I suppose, be worn by anyone. Nokia, meanwhile, is working on a device to be worn as a pin or an earring that would notify nearby photographers that you want to have your picture taken.
Potential photographer, Julia Roberts, going to International Terminal now.
Wish to have picture taken now.
Look, Colin Farrell, now.
Take the picture quickly.
Look, Colin Farrell. Oh.
Reminds me.
I
watch the Regis show every day.
Right.
I love Regis. I love Kelly, too. I love Bo- and like Buzz, talking about them like they're my friends. But but I do love that show. And this morning, there was such a great Regis moment. They have Colin Farrell on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Regis says, all right, and coming up on the show,
Alexander the Great.
So he says, Colin Farrell.
Oh, no.
So and the audience laughs at him. He goes, what? And then Kelly Ripa says, it's Colin Powell, Colin Farrell.
Right.
Regis says, no, it's not.
Oh, no.
No, he's not kidding.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa says, Regis, it's Colin Powell, Colin Farrell.
Right.
No, it's Colin. She says, okay, whatever. And then he says, I hate doing this show.
Oh, my God.
And it was so great.
He said that?
Yeah. He says, I hate doing this show. And she says, why? Because of the name? He says, I'm glad tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I hate doing this show. Gelman, where's the wheel? So then,
wow.
then they go to the traffic.
Like really angry?
Yeah, well, you know, like cranky. But I mean,
right,
I think
cranky.
It was a little bit of real Regis coming through.
Yeah.
So he goes, where's the wheel? They go to the crazy trivia. And the music that they're playing, I swear to God, if anybody saw Regis' show today, Anna Gata DeVita.
Wow.
And like, no one's addressing this. The fact that he calls Colin Farrell Colin, then insists that he didn't get the name wrong, then says, I hate doing this show, then let's bring the wheel. Anna Gata DeVita, baby.
Wow. Satan got into the Regis and Kelly show today.
It was great, because it was just like this. It was, no, his name really is Colin. I'm sure about this, okay? You think what you think, I think what I think. Okay. I hate doing this show.
Wow.
I mean, it was just...
the holidays.
What a great moment it was.
I hate doing this show.
Yeah.
Well, bring down the goddamn wheel.
In a land where anything is truly possible, comes new gaming opportunity. Place your bets now.
Oh, play this. You gotta play this.
Okay.
You gotta play the singing. That's all I needed.
Happy Thanksgiving! On the... Make your bets now! Quick! Betting to ends!
Quick! Betting to ends.
It's the holiday weekend. People will be calling their families, and I just hope to God no one's cell phone explodes. That's our story when we come back.
Oh, here he goes.
Scaring us, Buzz.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen.
Right. Hurting us, Buzz.
I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Oh, hold on, Buzz.
Make your bets now!
It could happen.
Quick!
Betting to ends. Hard to believe the Fox Channel, Fox Network canceled that show.
Not on anymore.
That was a piece of television.
The OC is still on, yet Banzai is canceled.
Is there no justice?
We'll be back with more Buzz, I promise.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fully nude. Don and Mike.
Right.
Oh, I like Leonard Kravitz.
Yeah.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's one stop for all information on this show. It's the only official
store.
It's the only official site. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Let me see. On a Monday. Wow, this is a lineup on Monday's episode. We'll have Robert Mailman coming in.
Excellent.
He's angry.
Pop Fullis.
Also, Phyllis Diller.
No.
Yes, and I don't want to pre-promote this as a sure thing, but doesn't everybody agree that Indianapolis will kill Detroit tomorrow?
I think there's a very, very good probability. The only thing I would tell you is that of all sports, of any sport...
I know, on any given Sunday or Thursday...
The NFL more than any other...
You don't bet against Peyton Manning. J-Dubs will be getting, Monday on our show, the word Indianapolis tattooed on his back. But it's going to be tattooed as large as the players' names are.
Right. Huge, all the way
on the back of their
jerseys. 4-inch letters. Yeah. And we all know how long the word Indianapolis is.
12 letters.
Indianapolis.
Right.
12.
Right.
Listen on Monday. This may be the best show, the best bet show that we've ever done. And he came to me with this thing.
He did.
He said, I just want to do anything.
He ain't right.
I'm sure Detroit's going to win. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's Monday. Oh, and Phyllis Diller. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Phyllis Diller.
Brr. Maybe tattooed?
She already is.
Yeah. Right. And Robert Mailman. Screwed, blue, and tattooed.
Very good.
What would they say? I am screwed, blue.
Screwed, blue, and tattooed.
Yep.
Never quite understood
Not
that.
Not blued. Screwed blue.
Screwed blue.
And tattooed.
No, we said blued.
Everybody says blued because it gives it a D like the other two words.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Artistic license. No, I think it's screwed, blue, and tattooed. That's what I've always said.
I've always said it's screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Down in Richmond.
Even if it's wrong grammatically.
Yes. Well, it's not a question of grammatical. It's just I've always said it the other way.
It was three
screwed, blue, and tattooed.
It was the first thing, and then blued meant you were really drunk. So drunk that you turned blue.
Blued?
Yeah. And then tattooed.
Haven't you seen that show, Blued Clues?
I have to ask my dog, Blued.
Blued Clued.
Bloody good.
I have to ask my dog, Blued, about his doodahs.
Hi, Bud.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, as cell phones get smaller, so do the batteries. And quoting a consumer group spokesman, if you're cramming more and more power into a small space, what you're making is a small bomb. 13-year-old Michael Sather found himself covered in black ash, his ears ringing, and his hand covered with blood. It was the 83rd American case of a cell phone battery exploding or
bursting into flames.
Hold on, I got to call your cell phones.
Congratulations, this is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Jethro just blowed up.
Real good.
Phone blowed up real good.
Thank you, everybody, and have a fabulous holiday.
Give that fan a contract.
With Michael Sather, pieces of his phone had hit him right between the eyes, flying so hard and fast that some of the other pieces were lodged in the ceiling of his house. Now, 883 cases is a small number considering the 170 million cell phone users in this country, but tell that to Michael or to the consumer groups who say a cell phone battery without the proper ventilation can reach a temperature of as high as 600 degrees. Especially if something's wrong, like it's a counterfeit battery. They're out there.
You ever left your cell phone in the car back in the summertime, and it's like the thing where you sit on the vinyl seats and it's hot?
Right.
I've had that, not 600 degrees, obviously, but you pick up the phone after it's been in the car for a couple of hours. You know, ow.
It's a weapon. It's hot. But sometimes even good batteries go bad because there have been recalls, and there will be more.
Isn't that going to be a Fox show? When good batteries go bad?
America's scariest cell phones.
I'll be hosting that. There'll be two things different about Toys R Us this holiday shopping season. For one thing, the prices will be lower. They have to be to keep Walmart from running the toy stores out of business.
Will all of the cashiers be pimply?
Probably.
And disinterested.
That won't change. But the other thing different...
I got the other change.
What?
They're selling porn.
No,
no,
not this year. You're getting warmer.
Oh, really?
The other thing different about Toys R Us this year will be the way that they treat transsexuals.
Jeffrey the giraffe is anatomically correct this year. And he spells it with a J, incidentally.
Jeffrey.
The three preoperative transsexuals say they were hassled and threatened with bats at the Toys R Us store in Brooklyn 4 years ago. After a long court battle, they each won $1. It was a symbolic victory over discrimination. But today, the trannies have even more good news. Toys R Us has been ordered to pay the court costs, totaling nearly
$194,000.
Right, Dolores.
Last Friday afternoon, Juan Rodriguez of New York City did what he had to do to keep the bill collectors away. He filed for bankruptcy. That same night, just hours later, he won the lottery. More than that, he became the biggest single winner in New York lottery history. The 49-year-old Rodriguez was $45,000 in debt, making $31,000 a year after 20 years on the job as a parking attendant. He had just 78 cents in his bank account and just $1 in his pocket. He spent that dollar on a lotto ticket, even though he owed the IRS $2,300 and owed money to 8 credit card companies. His marriage was on the rocks. Their 18-year-old daughter was about to have a baby.
I'm going loco.
He counted the $1,300 security deposit on his apartment among his assets. Now he's counting his winnings.
Wow.
Yes, I am so happy that I have won.
What a lovely Thanksgiving story that is.
And finally, if a man has to choose between sports and...
Can I say one thing, Buzz?
Sure.
How much money did he win?
Millions. Like $65 million.
That would go a long way in the story at DonnieMikeWebsite.com.
Yes, it would. Yes, buy the jacket.
You buy a lot of jackets.
You can buy them for your whole family.
In sports, if a man...
Hello, I am a Spanish whore.
If a man has to choose between sports and sex, which would he choose?
Who's the sex with and who's the sports with?
Absolutely.
Those are valid questions, but that was not part of this survey when GQ magazine hired a polling firm to talk to 1,000 American men between the ages of 25 and 55. The survey showed that 1 in 5 men has turned down sex to watch sports on TV. We should point out that the other 4 went for the lovin'. The survey also showed the average encounter lasts 15 minutes without timeout.
Please. Please. And I have turned down sex for sports.
I probably have, too.
Sure.
Not
have
me,
you,
though.
Buzz? Never. Not a chance.
Never.
You ever watch sports?
Exactly.
Have you ever turned down sex for TV?
No.
I can record the show.
Sex or absinthe?
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yeah,
Buzz?
Good point.
Buzz, sex or absinthe?
Oh, sex always. Yeah. I can have the absinthe afterward. Priorities, man.
Machine.
Priorities, man.
Yeah.
Finally, beware.
Sex or your hair coloring?
I don't color my hair.
I got it.
Okay.
What?
What?
Great for the holiday,
what?
Too. Sex or bacon?
Oh, man. Let me get back to you. Finally, beware the naked man or men. A truck driver from Portland, Maine has been arrested by Connecticut police after leading them on a high-speed chase through 3 towns. It was only after he'd rammed a police car they realized he wasn't wearing any pants. The alcohol may have had something to do with that.
God.
In Milford, Connecticut...
I'll drink to that.
In Milford, Connecticut, a Louisiana man was arrested after being caught taking nude photographs of himself in a shopping mall. Security discovered the man standing in front of the Cineplex ticket window as if he were waiting to get into a movie. What made the security... Hi. What made the security officer suspicious was that it was 3:30 in the morning and the lack of pants. And in Ontario, Canada, police are looking for a man who's been flashing young girls. The red-headed white man in his 30s wears a dark bathrobe with nothing underneath except a bra and a thong.
Hey.
Quoting a detective, it's weird. But I've seen weirder. I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No.
We've got to go. We will see you on Monday with a new episode. Have a great and safe Thanksgiving, everybody. Ron and Fez are next. Everybody. Oh, good rerun tonight, Ron and Fez. Washington, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. That's it. We got to fly. Good day to you, sir.
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 I love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a great weekend and a safe holiday, everybody. We'll see you Monday. And you?
Happy Thanksgiving, William Giblin.
Have a nice drive tonight.
Yeah, fine.
Pass the cranberries.
This is the Don and Mike Show.